it was impressive.
You'll catch your death of cold. I love that, Caroline. No, well, we're agreed. I like that we've ended on at least one note of agreement there. Caroline Frost is the entertainment editor of Huffington Post. She finds it all much more entertaining than me. But to be fair, I'm 48. His stuff isn't supposed to be aimed at me, is it? Oh, can I say one thing we didn't mention? Rag & Bone Man. Oh my God, if you haven't got his album, you need to go and buy it right now. And that's from an old lady. The person snorting right now is an old man.
I'm not snorting. I'm not I'm not an executive at the Brits in the toilets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Don't the audience look bored, though?
Have you ever been?
No.
It's really boring. It's really boring. It's much better on television.
Well, yeah, because you can fast forward.
Exactly.
Don't watch anything live. But John Holmes, Mr. John Holmes joins us now. What did you make of it all last night?
I didn't see any of it. I was out. Little Mix, I used to take from Woolworths without paying, as far as I remember. That's what I know about them. Anyway, so that's my knowledge of that. What did they win?
They won something, but it took them about 20 minutes to get to the stage, I gather, because they didn't expect to win. It just seems
a bit weird. They might have won a single or something, but all the other nominees, obviously, are bands who play their own instruments and write their own songs, whereas Little Mix, I think 17 people wrote that song, and they weren't any of them.
They weren't anyone. No, but also, unusually, they were alive, because otherwise you'd have to be David Bowie and dead. And wonderful as David Bowie was, I'm not sure his album last year was the best album of the year. Are we allowed to... Oh, we're not allowed to say that. Sorry, we're not allowed to say that.
No, it was rubbish. Absolutely right.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't rubbish. But anyway, John, what's happening on your show other than the usual rubbish?
The best bit for me last night was when they did the tribute to George Michael by driving that Range Rover into the wall. Anyway, coming up on the programme will be things. There will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, because...
I've actually rendered me speechless.
Yeah, good.
That happened at the Snappy Snaps near me.
Julia Hartley-Brew speechless. And for that, I deserve an award or something.
I'm not going to let you speak anymore. It's too late. It's coming up to 1 o'clock. John Holmes will be here after 1 o'clock. That's why you should stay tuned to his show between 1 and 4 every weekday. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning when we'll know, ooh, very exciting, the results of 2 by-elections taking place today. Important thing, if you live in those by-elections, go out to vote. It's a democracy and it's what we do. That's all coming up. Don't forget, after 1 o'clock, this is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
BT's 10-day champion sale is now on. Get half-price BT Sport for 12 months with BT Broadband, so you won't have to miss Arsenal, Man City and Leicester in the UEFA Champions League, and top action from the Premier League, the Emirates FA Cup and the UEFA Europa League. Don't miss a second of the action. Sign up at bt.com/sale before midnight 23rd of February.
Price and content may change. New BT Sport customers 12-month term requires new BT broadband contract and ongoing renewal. Currently £7.50 a month from month 13. Pay direct debits. Exclusions and terms apply.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Finance by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18+. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Morning, love. All ready for the big game?
Hiya, darling. Yeah, the boys are raring to go, just having our sausage sarnies. Hey, lads, give Ange a big Peterborough hello.
Morning.
Morning, boys.
Oh,
I hope they win.
Yeah, if they win today, they'll go above Oadby Wiggerstonians in the league.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. Just after 1 o'clock, it's Thursday. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Storm Doris wreaks havoc, Cesspit killer jailed, and the Brits commemorate George Michael.
Talk Radio.
A woman has died in Wolverhampton city centre following what's believed to be an instant link to the stormy weather. An ambulance was called at lunchtime to Dudley Street, which has now been cordoned off. No other details have been released, but West Midlands Ambulance has confirmed they're dealing with a very serious incident. A man has been told he'll spend at least 34 years behind bars for killing his fiancée, the children's author Helen Bailey. 56-year-old Ian Stewart refused to attend court for his sentencing. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The judge described him as wicked, saying it was difficult to imagine a more heinous crime. Stewart drugged and suffocated Helen Bailey at their home in Hertfordshire in a plan to inherit her multi-million pound estate. He maintained his lies during a three-month search for her body. Police are now reanalyzing the death of Stewart's first wife, Diane, in 2010.
Experts say even though net migration fell following the EU referendum, it's still too early to know what effect the result is having on numbers. There have been increases in immigration from Romania and Bulgaria, but a fall in other Eastern European countries, as well as outside the European Union. Three boys between the ages of 12 and 15 have been arrested after a chemical attack at a school in East London. Three other pupils were injured by a noxious substance used in Dagenham yesterday. A new fire alarm sound is being tested because some children don't wake up with standard smoke detectors. The new alert includes beeps and a recording of a woman saying, "Wake up, the house is on fire." And George Michael's boyfriend has hit out at people who criticised him, saying they owe him an apology. The late singer was celebrated at last night's Brit Awards following his death on Christmas Day. Fadi Fawaz tweeted last night to say anyone who doubted his love for George will be saying sorry very soon.
I never doubted it.
Good.
Just to be clear.
Good.
In case he's listening.
Good.
Never, ever doubted that for one moment.
Good.
Andrew Ridgeley looked interesting, didn't he?
Last night?
Fine.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Okay. George Michael had glasses like yours, actually, didn't he? Victoria's got new glasses, and we've been, and they look a little. I've been trying to work it out all week. I'm used to them now, but they're a little bit Joe 90. We decided a little bit Barry Cryer, a smidgen of that kind of glasses era Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm. They're big and square, basically.
Yes. But George Not Michael Dame had Edna. Some like that at some point. Dame Edna, yes.
No, hers are more like purple and pointed with maybe some rhinestones.
What about Brains from Thunderbirds?
Yes, ironically.
Thanks. Today's going to be a great day, I can tell already.
It's Thursday, and we're here on your radio in the afternoons. That was Victoria with the news.
Still got to do the weather.
She's got to do the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
She's got it here. I wonder if there's a Doris in it.
Yes, it's all about Doris, really. Yeah. Very strong winds and rain affecting much of the country, particularly North Wales, the Midlands and Northern England, as well as East Anglia.
Doris.
Sleet and snow across Southern Scotland, highs of 11 degrees.
Doris.
Yep, Doris is here.
Right, so now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hello. Manchester United captain Wayne Rooney has been warned off a move to China by one of his former teammates. The skipper's agent is in the Far East speaking to clubs about their interest in him, with the Chinese transfer deadline coming up on Tuesday. Ex-United forward Louis Saha told TalkSport, ultimately it's up to Rooney himself, but he'd steer clear of a move.
I will say that he should not consider that, but he's in control of his life. Everybody has been giving advice, everybody giving good advice. Opinions, but it's the only one who knows, and depending on what his family is saying, what his friend and maybe his agent.
Tottenham will have to overturn a 1-0 deficit to reach the last 16 of the Europa League this evening. They're back at Wembley to take on Ghent in the second leg of their tie. Arsenal midfielder Santi Cazorla's out for the rest of the season with an ankle injury. The Spaniard hasn't played since October. Finally, Storm Doris has led to today's race meeting at Huntingdon being abandoned.
Doris.
It's off due due to high winds. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben's doing weather news.
I know.
It's a hat trick for Doris.
And Corrie's filming's been affected by Doris as well.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
So terrible.
That's awful. Anyway, that was Ben with the sport weather. Let's do Thursday. Chloe's pressing buttons. She's eating again, but I don't know what it is. Banana or something, probably.
Salad.
Salad, is it? All right, OK. Here's Chloe. She's got a salad.
Talk Radio. There are some interesting stories about what McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from. Are they really a delicate combination of everything from beaks to tree bark? Or the result of years of experimenting with top-secret alien chickens found on a crashed UFO in Area 51? No, they're not. Sorry. Chicken McNuggets are actually made from 100% chicken breast meat, and the chickens aren't 10 feet tall, able to yodel in B-flat or pink and orange striped either. They're just chickens. If you want to try a McNugget, they're served after 10:30 a.m. And if you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And it is Talk Radio, and I am the leader of the Supreme Court, Diana Ross QC. As broadcast, she is one of our work experiences.
Joy.
Paddington Cornelius eats his lunch during the show.
Fingers crossed it is.
Yeah. John, I'm sick of my name.
Thus, I'm a winner. Please welcome, performing tonight, a foreign spouse. The dull drudgery of photocopying cups of tea.
Nothing funny about being ginger.
Where are the zebras?
I'm only human.
Yeah.
But just with a lollipop stick.
I don't know what you're talking about. Racist. Hashtag Brits so human.
It's a piece of rock, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the same breed as Paddington.
As was Paddington. I should have been prosecuted.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
So, as the vegetable experts, then, the vegetable experts, you've got to be very careful how you say that word, vegspurts. One misplaced vowel and you're into rumour about Julia Hartley Brewer territory. But according to the vegetable experts, we should now be eating 10 a day. And that's good advice, isn't it? It's good advice, that. Just as it's good advice to balance your daily listening diet. Because if you think about it, it's very similar. You've got programmes out there that are difficult to tuck into. Maybe you find them a bit difficult. You don't like them that much. But they are good for you, such as Radio 4's In Our Time with Melvin Bragg. Very good for you, that is. Or maybe, you know, on the other hand, something that's just empty of goodness and devoid of anything nourishing or worthwhile. For example, Fern Cotton on Radio 2. Right? Or you could just rummage around for scraps in the sort of broadcasting mush and bin juice down at the bottom of the dial, which is where we come in. It's all about balance. Hello, then. Hello. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 of the clock. And I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And yes, as Storm Doris batters Scotland. I honestly don't know what they're moaning about. They love batter up there, don't they? The Scotch in Scotland. Hey, Scotland, if the wind's battering you, just batter it back and eat it. Problem solved. But they say, don't they, that it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good. Well, an ill wind and Cornelius' mum. But allow us for the next 3 hours then, like Storm Doris, to move across your Thursday afternoon in a Sam Delaney-ish direction, bringing with us a warm and friendly front of half-assed radio features that nobody has prepared or thought through properly. By the way, throughout the rest of this menu, Cornelius will dance on the desk like the house backing dancer at the Brits yesterday. The house-dressed backing dancer at the Brits. Cornelius is getting on the desk now. And he's going to dance. Yeah. There we go. We've sorted the rest of it. There we go. So first up this afternoon, headline hijacker, of course. Made up news stories, let them rain down from your brain and into your chosen method of messaging them to us. Victoria is here. She's the owner-operator of an empty mouth. She'd like it filled. She'd like it filled with news. And it will be at 2 o'clock. Cornelius is now dancing all over the desk. But some of the news stories will be true, but one of them will be a fake. It's fake news. Send us your fib, your fabrication and your fake. Don't tread on me. You could well hear it said out loud as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. That is headline hijack. 87222
is the... Start your message with the word talk.
We'll meet another lonely luncher as well, of course. For today's Lonely Lunch Club, you can email us if you'd like to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. It's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You can be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. This work experience punditry is one of our work experiences.
I almost stepped on the dump button.
Don't do that. Continues their, well, their training as a critic or a pundit. That's what we tell them anyway. In reality, we only really use them so that we don't have to pay them. That's why they're there. Today, Matilda is back with us, waltzing in here with this week's roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff. There will be, as you'd expect, the day...
that's tap dance.
That is tap dancing. Today's big stories, all entertained by the notion of Japanese poetry. That's right, Melvin Bragg on In Our Time. It's the news brought to you through Oriental short form verse. See, we can do highbrow as well. That's the news in haiku. Big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions. Diversity paper review. Today the papers are reviewed by Matt, and his diversity is that he is a Jew. It's the diversity paper review. Also, later, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz goes through the showbiz today. It's a Brits special. And with that in mind, by the way, Cornelius, still dancing on the desk.
Yeah!
And it's Thursday, so that means, of course, we bring you this week's edition of Radio's Least Listened To quiz, in which celebrity types, loose term, are tested as to their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's Paul Ross Master coming later. Ginger Dave is not producing. The students call him Storm Dave because he comes with a warning. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Here she is.
Yep.
Yeah, she hates everyone and everything. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi. Oh, hi there.
Victoria.
Hi.
Is dancing in stilettos in the news?
That's not true.
No, later maybe. But paid intern Cornelius is dancing like the dancer dressed as the house at the Brits. He's dancing on the desk, but will now fall off when I push him.
He's on the floor. And out of breath.
Up my knee.
Okay. I am John Holmes, and this... I pushed him on the bottom there. And this is Talk Radio, and it's time to get into today's big story with some music.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Listen to that.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy
clouds.
They were long and clear, and there were
I have to tell you, is having it large through the glass there. This has taken her right back to some night that she probably wants to forget. So. The orb, little fluffy clouds. I play it as Talk Radio's head of trippy music.
You don't see that.
And of course it gets us into today's big story. That's why we play the music. It's production colour. But what could today's big story be linked to that? Play along at home. Little fluffy clouds. Little fluffy clouds.
We lived in Arizona.
Cornelius is mashed off his face. But still trying to guess what this might be. What story could it link to, Cornelius? It's the orb. Little fluffy clouds.
Beautiful. The most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact.
I think I know.
Yeah, go on then.
Fluffy little clouds.
Fluffy little clouds, yeah.
Clouds are to do with weather,
yeah,
John.
Good, very good.
Now, I don't know if you've heard about Storm Doris.
Doris.
But that's in the news.
Yes, it is. It's a big story.
Yeah, it's the biggest story.
Well.
Is it that? Are we getting a weatherman on? That sounds classic speech radio.
In what sense?
Like, just get a retired weatherman on, like Michael Fish or the other one.
Yeah.
And you talk to him.
About the weather?
Yeah, down the ISDN line for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and then,
just to fill some time.
Yeah, that's another 10 minutes ticked off.
Yeah.
And then what we're doing?
And then you can go to travel or news.
Yeah.
It is what we're doing, but not with weather.
Oh.
Because I could see why thought it was weather.
We should probably change the guests then.
Because of the clouds. But it's not. It's more to do with the orb.
The orb?
The orb. What is an orb?
An orb? it's sort of a little glowing light, isn't it, really?
Yeah, or a big one.
Or
orb. A planet.
Aliens.
Yeah. This is, of course, NASA's announcement from last night. It was disappointing in many ways because there weren't any aliens. But there were seven new planets which could have life on them. It's on the front of all the papers today, of course, different headlines on each. But we do need a guest to talk to. Cornelius is absolutely right in that the tradition on Talk Radio, if you've ever heard it before, is that we set up a story, then talk to a guest for about 10 minutes, which just sort of fills all the time up. That's how it works. And then you do it again and you repeat it ad infinitum. So we're going to need a guest to talk about the planet. So, Ass Broadcast is through the glass.
She's through the miserable window.
That's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
So, we're going to need a space guest.
Space guest.
Space. Not spurs.
Space.
No, space. Spay.
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 Spy.
Yes.
Spice.
Yes.
Yes.
Guest.
Thanks.
Right, good, well done. All right, so Cass is going to get us a space guest. We're going to talk the new planet discovery next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jack's the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Strike point, strike point.
Trade Point, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade
Point. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Major disruption because of Storm Doris this afternoon. The Thalwell Viaduct in Cheshire is closed because of strong winds. So is the Orwell Bridge in Suffolk. And the QE2 bridge is closed. So all traffic heading over the Dartford River crossing is using the Dartford tunnels. The Britannia Bridge in the Isle of Anglesey is closed to Highsiders. Gloucestershire's North Bannon 5 down to one lane in 9 at Tewkesbury because of an overturned lorry. A lorry fire continues to cause delays on the M4 in Wiltshire near Swindon. And the M11 in Essex is struggling because of an overturned lorry near Junction 9. I'm Joanna Adams.
This week at Lidl, choose from a selection of pizzas with a variety of delicious toppings for just £1.99 each, accompanied by a bottle of Bardellino Classico for £4.49. And be sure to save room for dessert. Try Lidl's large tiramisu for only £1.49. Explore the full Italian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NIMO vary selected stores.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in. Of course, you can react in the direction of Talk Radio. We are open to your reactions. It's what we are for. Consider us to be a bin for them. Here's some that have come in.
John, it's really windy out there. I guess you could say Doris really blew me this morning. That's coming from obvious innuendo that filled roughly 3 seconds or whatever this 3 hour long thing is. John, surely if we up the number of fruit and veg, that is only going to encourage the Scottish to push for another independence referendum.
Okay, I almost understood that because you pronounced some of the words correctly.
Thank you.
Well done. Now it's time. Oh, if you've got a reaction, by the way, you can react to 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on
start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you like.
Time to talk about today's big story.
Okay.
So all of the papers today carrying the news of last night's press conference by NASA, and every single article in the newspapers tinged with disappointment that it wasn't to announce the discovery of actual aliens. They're all trying, though. All of the papers are sort of doing their best to make it more exciting, trying to say that the findings of 7 new planets just 40 light years away from Earth could harbour life. And they're trying to say that in all of the paper articles because they know that's all we're really interested in as people, isn't it? We don't really care about the rock so much as whether or not there's an alien on it. New planets may have chance of life. That's the Metro. That's what they've written. Is there life on other worlds? Is the gist of the Telegraph and the Guardian. NASA searches for life on new planets, says the Eye and the Times. While the Mail have gone for possibility of new wave of immigrants, this time from space. And they've got a picture of the Mail. This is on the front of an angry Nigel Farage. Standing in front of a banner. The banner reads, £350 million of NASA's money could be spent on the NHS, and that's draped on the side of a rocket. But of course, what's actually fascinating about this discovery is that some of these planets are within the so-called Goldilocks zone. The Goldilocks zone of the nearby star. And that means the conditions, of course, could be just right for life. And bears. And porridge. Or something. But to talk us through the something, on the line is the co-author of the paper that was described in the journal Nature. He's called Dr. Trio from the University of Cambridge. Good afternoon, Dr. Trio.
Good afternoon.
So then, this is fascinating stuff, isn't it? What have we found? Where are we? Lay it out for us.
So we've identified that a nearby star has 7 planets, all have masses and radii very similar to Earth, which tells us they're probably rocky. And as much, they also are the best target we have now to study their atmospheres and find out if life has emerged there, to find out if it is there.
Right. And I mean, I love the way that you and your colleagues describe. You sort of go, and now what we'll do is we'll just search, check out what the atmosphere is, which makes it sound really simple. But of course, it isn't, I guess, to do that. How do you set about from here working out the atmosphere of a distant planet?
So when the planet goes in front of the star, that's how we found them. They cast a shadow that we call transit. And during the transit, some of the starlight shines through the atmosphere of that planet.
Right.
And the starlight gets imprinted with the chemical information that is within the atmosphere of the planet. And This is those tiny signals that we decrypt.
Okay, and so you can pick this up. This is using Earth-bound telescopes. Are we talking Hubble? What's the procedure?
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, you need to collect light. So any telescope, some from the ground, but it's often easier to observe from space. So the Hubble Space Telescope has already acquired some data on these planets, and we hope for the next generation telescope, the James Webb, which will be launched in 2018, to actually tell us the exact chemical compositions.
Okay, and so when you first discovered these worlds to the moment of announcement, what's the time scale? How long have you been working on it?
It took a little while, yeah. So the telescope started observing similar stars, because we don't know which star to point at to begin with, in 2011. And then the first data point that we collected on the TRAPPIST-1 star was in October 2013.
Yeah.
But then the first shadow we recorded of one of the planets came only 2 years later, in September 2015. And once we saw that shadow, we immediately nearly stopped the telescope and focused only on that one star. And then we kept seeing planets passing in front of the star all the time.
Okay.
And so see from 2015 now to 2017 to finally know that seven exist around there.
Okay, and this is relatively close to us, isn't it? Because it's 40 light years away.
Yes, this is one of the 300 closest stars to the Sun. So 40 light years still remains really far on a human scale, but astronomically is actually what we call our solar neighbourhood.
Mm, yeah. Okay. So what next then? So you're going to, as you say, you're going to take the data from the light passing through the atmosphere of the planet. And how long before we're going to know about that atmosphere?
So we already know that the atmospheres of the two of the innermost planets are not made of hydrogen. So it looks like the planets are not like Neptune or Uranus, but more like something like Venus or Earth.
Right.
Additional measurements will confirm that emerging picture. So in the next 2 years, we can imagine getting information on the global properties maybe of the atmosphere, how dense they are, if they're cloudy, these sort of things. Okay. And then when James Webb will be launched, we will start seeking chemical fingerprints within the atmospheres, and that will tell us more about how heat is kept within the atmosphere, how much greenhouse gas there is, for instance, and if biology, life, has emerged there and releases gases like it does on Earth, then start the first sign for that.
I love the way that it's all of this incredible technology and all of the scientific brains that are focused on whether or not something's farting 40 light years away.
It's pretty much the picture, yes.
Yeah. In terms of life, I mean, we understand from yourself and from others that, of course, why water is important. We know why that's important. But do we really know if life, are we just assuming that other life, if it exists, does need water? Is that set in stone? Or because obviously life could take different forms anywhere, right?
We still think that life needs a substrate, something, you know, to operate within, and water is a very good solvent for that.
Yeah.
So we don't know whether that's the unique one, but I would say that let's start by searching for something that we think we understand before searching for something we don't understand at all.
Sure. Do you personally, on a personal level, do you think there's life out there?
I think there is life in the universe. Yeah, as an astronomer, when you realize how many planets there are, there must be somewhere. Now, in what frequency, in what quantity, that's, I think, the real gold question. And so we're hoping, if it's very frequent, we're hoping that we might find that in TRAPPIST-1. If it's not that frequent, then we may have to look elsewhere.
Yeah, I meant to say, when we were all looking forward to your announcements yesterday, that we were all waiting for it, because we knew a couple of days ago it was coming, you do know that the whole world was looking to you going, please tell us you found aliens. Please tell us that.
Yeah, we saw that appear a bit. But we're sorry to disappoint. We don't know that yet. But the good news is that it's likely to come within our living time. So that's something to really look forward to in the next, you know, few years.
Yeah, and final question, really, because obviously we knew about this press conference that was coming. If you, we just make us a promise now, if you discover life, right, can you not say, we'll do a press conference in a couple of days at 6 o'clock? Can you just tell us immediately? Is that okay?
That actually might be a little hard, sadly. Although maybe it will leak out.
Yeah, well, I suppose. Look, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Dr. Trier. He's from the University of Cambridge. He's the co-author of the paper that, obviously, the results of which were announced by NASA yesterday, as described in the journal Nature. So essentially, all of that money and technology is being spent to find out whether or not something on a distant world farts. You're listening to Talk Radio. Your reactions are welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'll be honest with you, the closest thing we have to alien life around here, you just heard it. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 1:32. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A woman has died in Wolverhampton city centre after being hit by debris caused by Storm Doris. It's been causing havoc across parts of the UK with a top wind speed of 94 miles an hour recorded in North Wales. Alex Ross is the chief reporter at West Midlands newspaper The Express and Star.
It's not just the city centres which have been forced to close, but Dudley Zoo, which is one of our main attractions here, that has also had to close because of high winds. We've also had trees come down on the M6, which has caused traffic problems in Staffordshire, and there's also been flooding on the M5 at Albury.
A judge has described a man who murdered his fiancée as a real danger to women. 56-year-old Ian Stewart has been jailed for at least 34 years. He drugged his partner, the children's author Helen Bailey, before killing her and trying to hide the body under their home in Hertfordshire. Net migration to the UK has fallen to its lowest level in more than 2 years. The difference between the number arriving and leaving the country was estimated to be 273,000 in the year to the end of September. Public health officials don't intend to update guidance after new research suggested we should be eating 10 portions of fruit and veg a day. Experts say the current recommendation of half of that is still the foundation of a balanced diet. And Norwegian Air is starting flights from the UK to the US with one-way fares from just £52, including taxes.
One-way fares. Is this the train? What?
Can I start again?
Yeah.
And listen.
Okay.
Norwegian Air is starting flights from the UK to the US. Yes. That's the United States of America,
thank
John.
You. Good.
With one-way fares from just £52, yes, including taxes.
Are they sending you a taxi as well?
Taxes. T-A-X-E-S.
Sorry.
The non-stop services are going to start in mid-June to destinations including Orange County in New York and Hartford in Connecticut. Going to put more pressure on American carriers who've been struggling to compete with the low prices offered by European budget airlines. The weather, very strong winds,
stormy,
because of Doris, and rain affecting much of the country, particularly North Wales, the Midlands, Northern England and East Anglia, and a sleet and snow across Southern Scotland, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
Would you like a storm named after you? Storm,
I don't know.
Storm Victoria, Vic Stormria.
Vic Stormia.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Consider that done. The news will be here at 2 o'clock, but it will contain a made-up news light. Headline hijack. We'd like you to send your made-up fib fabrications in, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And that news lie will come out of Vic Stormia's mouth in around 25 minutes' time. We'll also meet a lonely luncher. It's Talk Radio. It's Thursday afternoon.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story. Thank you very much indeed. They are most welcome. The number remains the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what reactions are coming in?
John, was this new solar system designed by the engineers at Talk Radio? If so, is it a very slow solar system? That's coming from show reference. John, how is this news ever going to affect my life? It isn't. We need to stop going into space. It's really dull.
Right. John, do the farts that you mentioned in that interview come from Uranus? And that's coming from Very Childish. This one's coming. Oh, what an atmosphere. I love a party with a happy atmosphere. And that's coming from Russ Abbott. So your reactions are very welcome. As you know, we also welcome your headline hijacks because that's where we're going next. There to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. We've checked the data, and the data indicate that between 1 and 2 of a weekday, in the day, is lunch. As people pop out for lunch, so they don't necessarily hear this bit of the radio. So what we like to do is confuse them with fake news the moment they get back at 2 o'clock by putting a lie into the actual news bulletin, and you are invited to supply it. It's Headline Hijack. Here's what we've got so far. Cornelius.
Jason says, Luke Pritchard, the lead singer of the Kooks, has tweeted his thanks to David Bowie's son, Duncan James, after his speech at the Brit Awards dedicated Bowie's posthumous win to all of the Kooks. The pop indie band from 2006 was said to have influenced the star's last two albums, with one song even sampling the 2008 single, Shine On.
Did you say Duncan James joined that? I think you did.
Duncan Jones.
You said James. And he's off of Blue.
I think he's on Breakfast tomorrow.
Perhaps that's why you thought.
Maybe.
Anyway, fine. What have we got here? A couple in Liverpool have broken. This is from Sally. Sally the Scally. A couple in Liverpool have broken the world record for the number of Lego bricks balanced on a dog at any one time, with over 7,000.
Wow.
Yeah. The sculpture, which is of a luxurious dog coat, complete with matching fascinator, took 3 weeks to make and is so heavy that it has immobilised the dog. We've got another one coming in there, Cornelius.
Yes, this is from Jane, who says that Julia Hartley Brewer earlier revealed on her show that back in the 90s she was the understudy for the Spice Girls and would travel with them on tour in case Melanie C was unable to perform. The talk radio presenter said that she never got the call up to perform with the girl group, but would have been able to, knowing all the lyrics and dancing moves. I think she went on to prove that she did know by performing that on the show to Tam Fry down the phone.
Right, good. So that's Ginger Spice, Posh Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, Scary Spice and Nazi Spice. If you've got a made-up news story, then do get it in to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet a lonely lunch clubber in the next bit of the programme as well. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent. And what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do the damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
We've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark. We've had a second attack. We're still blocking up the wall, and it's still cold. But it's good, though. Teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done, is pretty incredible.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families and a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 5 tokens inside the sun and join them. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tonight at 10, exclusively to History.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife!
Butch! Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Major disruption because of Storm Doris this afternoon. The Thalwell Viaduct in Cheshire is closed because of strong winds. So is the Orwell Bridge in Suffolk. And the QE2 bridge is closed. So all traffic heading over the Dartford River crossing is using the Dartford tunnels. The Britannia Bridge in the Isle of Anglesey is closed to Highsiders. Gloucestershire's North Ban in 5 down to 1 lane in 9 at Tewkesbury because of an overturned lorry. A lorry fire continues to cause delays on the M4 in Wiltshire near Swindon. And the M11 in Essex is struggling because of an overturned lorry near Junction 9. I'm Joanna Adams.
This week at Lidl, choose from a selection of pizzas with a variety of delicious toppings for just £1.99 each, accompanied by a bottle of Bardolino Classico for £4.49. And be sure to save room for dessert. Try Lidl's large tiramisu for only £1.49. Explore the full Italian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We'll be covering all of the day's big news stories. We'll be joined in the studio by Russell Quirk for the Trending Review. Author Tim Murphy will be here talking about his new book, Christadora. And Mike Shepherd, the top and hilarious comedian, will be joining me and Victoria Bourne for our regular Thursday show, Back in Time.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is talking to you in the afternoon, which is why I said good afternoon. I'd be some kind of lunatic, wouldn't I, if it were different. And I said, good morning. What sort of fool?
Get on with it.
Okay. Right, so in the news then, of course, Planet Discovery. That's in the news. Storm Doris. That's in the news as well, of course. There's much in the news.
Mm.
But the problem with the news, as anybody who's ever seen the news will know, is that it can be quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
Many people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right. That's why we're here, to help. By taking the news and very much running it through a filter marked Japanese poetry. It's a good way of analysing the news. If you very much drill down into the big stories of the day, what you find at their centre, and this is all of them, this is what unites them as one. It's the DNA the news stories share, and it's short form Oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Rag and bone man picks up 2 Brits, presumably from a front garden.
Which only works if you're old enough to remember what a rag and bone man is. Right, a quarter to two. Of course it is, and that means it's time to knock on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
The doors made of mouldering pita bread, the walls daubed in soup. It's where the lonelies want lunch go. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. It's on Talk Radio. That's what we do every day. We get somebody who's lunching alone and we make them fewer lonely by inviting them on the radio to tell us why. It's idle chit-chat. That's what it is. Idle chit and also idle chat. That is what it's for. So let's find out about today's lonely luncher. He's called Dan. Hello, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. How are you, Dan?
Lonely.
Oh, poor Dan. Poor, poor Dan. Aww. Come closer to the radio, Dan. I'll give you a hug. Come on.
Thanks, John.
There you go. Welcome, mate. Right, Dan. I'm sorry to hear that you're lonely. Of course, it's traditional for you to now tell us why you're lonely and why you're lunching alone.
Well, because none of my so-called friends wanted to come and get the same lunch as me, so...
They what?
None of them wanted to come and get the same lunch as I was getting.
Are you getting some kind of outlandish anti-social lunch, Dan?
I'm getting a Prime Minister. Well, I've had a Prime Minister.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's good, but none of them wanted to come with me.
Right. Well, I mean... Why? I mean, why? What's wrong with your friend?
Because it's more than 5 minutes away.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a commitment for a pie lunch, isn't it, as well?
Exactly. They're just, they're not ready for commitment, really.
Yeah.
You mean you've got to sort of...
You've got to plan your day
around it. You've got
to make room. Food-wise, yeah. You're not going to have a big dinner, I don't think, if you've had pie and mash at lunch.
What sort of... I mean, did you... I don't wish to make moves into your personal life at all, Dan, but, you know, did you go for a poo this morning?
No, I did not, actually.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering, because Colin, this is right. If you go, you have to get yourself ready for a pie. A pie is a filling.
Wish I never said that now.
You can't... you can't go for a pie if you need a poo, can you? You can't... Anyway, just... getting a measure of Dan. Which sort of pie are you getting, Dan?
I got the Matador.
The Matador?
The Matador, yeah.
Has that got a dead bull in it? What is that?
It does have a dead bull in it, actually, yeah. It's beef, chorizo, sausage, olives, and red wine gravy, I think.
Olives?
Olives in a pie.
That sounds terrible, but bold. I admire it.
Yeah, I was intrigued, but actually, no, it was a good chance.
That's good. I mean, have you already had this, or is it on the way?
Yeah, I've had it.
Oh, so what was it like?
It was pretty damn good. I definitely felt Matador-y eating it, so yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm impressed with that.
There's a Prime Minister around the corner from here.
Yeah?
We should go.
Is there where?
Just next to, on that key bit.
Down there, is there? I'd go to a Prime Minister.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. If we keep saying Prime Minister, will you give us a free
maybe,
pie?
Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Anyway, well done, Dan. I mean, give it 20 minutes and pop to the loo if I were you. But
stop talking about
what?
That.
You've got it. Like, it's just a human reaction, isn't it?
No, it's not. I mean, that is, but talking about it
I bet you,
is not a human reaction to this conversation.
I bet you any money you're right. Okay, so this, you know, there was a bet earlier this week involving pies.
Yes.
Right? You know the fat goalkeeper, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, him, right. Well, I'm gonna make a bet here, right? And I'll put this out there now, right? I bet, right, if anyone who badly needs a poo could not eat a pie while needing a poo, you'd have to go for a poo before the pie. That is all... that I'm betting you that. I think it'd be impossible. My friend Alan eats sandwiches on the toilet. That's another story.
What?
I know! Oh, isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? I know, it's really weird. I said, you're right, Dan. I said, it's really weird. And he doesn't think it's weird at all. He just goes, yeah, what's wrong with that? And he'll go from, and he'll eat a sandwich. Because he figures it's sort of in one and out the other.
No.
And just as the, you know. I agree, no.
It's efficient, I suppose.
I
think it's weird brushing your teeth on the loo. My flatmate does that.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
What, he's going for, and he brushes his teeth at the same time?
Yeah.
That's not right at all. And you should also, and this is true, and this is the same reason that's not right, you should never flush the toilet with the lid up and if your toothbrush is not in a cabinet. Because when you, what happens is you get pooticles floating around, don't you? And it can attach themselves to your brush.
I didn't know that.
That's true. You tell your friend that.
I will.
Your flatmate, is your toothbrush in a cabinet or is it in there with him?
No, I have my own bathroom.
Oh, right. Of course you do. Your parents probably...
Own the bathroom? Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. And the county it's in.
No.
Cornelius is from very rich stock, which I imagine your pie came with. See how I link it back? Stop. What do you do, Dan, when you're not eating pie?
I'm a student.
What are you a student of?
Chemical engineering.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so that's boring.
Great.
I think that's far too intelligent for me or John to talk about, really.
Tell us something we don't know about chemical engineering, Dan.
There's a lot of money in it.
There's a lot of money in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Do your parents own chemical engineering, Cornelius?
No.
I should explain for those that have only just tuned in, Cornelius here, his parents own Beckenham, the town. And
you can't own a town.
They
John.
Do own the town. They're don't. He's from very, very rich. They're very rich people.
No, they're not.
And Cornelius is spoiled.
No, I'm not.
Is. So what does the afternoon hold for you, Dan? You are full of pie. What are you going to do?
I am going to study like a student.
Right, study some chemical engineering.
Well, actually, I'm designing a Martian base, a base for humans on Mars.
Sorry, designing a what?
A base for humans on Mars.
A base for humans on your... Oh, you kept your powder dry on that, Dan, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
it's all about the pie with the olives in it, and he's designing a space pod.
Yeah.
Wow! This is timely, Dan, what with the news yesterday.
I know, yeah. Well, my team is all very excited about it.
I'm excited about this. What's your timescale?
Mid-2020s, I guess.
So you're going to have a human-ready, habitable space pod ready by 2020?
Yes.
To go to Mars?
Pretty much, yeah.
I like that. Would you work out a way? Because we know that astronauts often complain about the quality of the food. It's often powdered, isn't it? It's in sachets, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could you work out a way to transport a Matador pie to Mars?
At the moment, they're just going to be eating soybeans, peanuts and potatoes, I'm afraid, and then protein supplements.
Yeah, I know at the moment, Dan. What I'm saying to you is, can you, as your next project... You will be hailed a hero by astronauts. You know, Tim Peake, right, will be sitting on the space station enjoying a poo, knowing
Stop
full well...
It.
What? They do go up there.
I know.
They go in their suits, Cornelius. They've got special... Anyway, so knowing full well that a Matador pie at some point in the future will go into the space he's now created... Dan, what you're going to do now is get your hands on a souvenir gift prize of your time spent here with us.
Okay.
Yeah, what you're going to hear is some music now. It's some terrible music. Here it comes. Here comes the music. There it is. And what you'll hear next is a list of worthless items, but one of them could be yours. So all you have to do, once you've heard the list, is pick one. Okay?
Right.
Here we go then. Ears down, Dan. Because any of these could be yours.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a Talk Radio mug. Perfect for enjoying a lovely glass of Fuller's new beer, London Pride Unfiltered, which is delicious.
You're only saying that because we went to their launch last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled
on it. Yes, a special edition, a Brits edition of the Metro, and therefore special Brits editions of the haikus, including the rag and bone man joke, which I'm also going to tweet.
Are you?
Yeah, right. I think so.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, this week on Talk Sport Breakfast, it has been Eamon Holmes in for Alan Brazil. Now, I'm not sure whether Talk Sport have done the same thing as Talk Radio and just recorded about 3 episodes with him and then just play them every over and over again and over again.
And over again?
Yeah.
Over again.
I'm not sure if that's what they've done there.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, John's autobiography, in which he has a story about walking in on his friend on the toilet whilst that man is eating a sandwich.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing should they show jumping.
Discussing?
I didn't say that.
You did!
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray left TalkSport last year. Can't remember why, but he did leave these calendars behind, which we fetched out of a skip and can now give to you, despite being outdated.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
And when we asked for our own calendars, unfortunately Cass wrote the email, so there was a typo in it, and now we have some colanders to give away.
Right, your choice, Dan. How very exciting, I think you'll agree. I mean, whoa.
I'm overwhelmed, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you could have the colander, you could have you could have any of them, any of those.
There was a newspaper in there.
There was a newspaper. It's got haikus scrawled on it.
I think I'm going to go for the newspaper. Yeah,
lovely.
Very welcome, Dan. Thank you very much indeed. That's Dan. He is now a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. It could be you. Get in touch. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could get one of those exciting Talk Radio-based gift prizes. Right, it's just coming up to 2 o'clock, and the more observant amongst you will realise that at 2 o'clock, there's the news. In the news, there's a headline hijack. A made-up news story. Masquerading as truth. It's fake news writ large, done way before fake news were a thing. And this has always been its home. Victoria will say a news lie as though it were true, but somebody has to provide it. Who is it going to be today? Cornelius.
It's Amy.
Amy! Where's Amy?
Amy's in Southall, and it's her birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amy.
In Southall.
In Southall. Congratulations, you've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry, whereby one of our work experiences will come in here and review something, rather than stay out there photocopying cups of tea like they normally have to do. Today, Matilda is back with geeky, gadgety stuff. So she'll be here. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. A man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will be along to review the showbiz later on. And today's edition, it's Thursday, so we'll bring you the latest edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, in which radio people are tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross in our quiz, Paul Rossmaster. All on the way before 4 o'clock this Thursday afternoon. News is next, though. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, woman killed in storm, pensioner cautioned over MP abuse, and a new fire alarm for kids.
Talk Radio.
A woman has died in Wolverhampton as winds batter large parts of the UK with gusts of 94 miles an hour recorded in North Wales. The Met Office has called Storm Doris a weather bomb. It's brought down trees, grounded planes and closed the port of Liverpool. Murray McGregor is from West Midlands Ambulance Service.
About 11:45 today we had a call to Dudley Street outside Starbucks and Marks and Spencer's, and a whole pile of calls from people reporting that a woman had been hit by something falling. We sent a number of resources to the scene, but sadly very quickly became apparent that there was nothing that we could do to save her, and she was confirmed dead there.
A judge has called a man who murdered his fiancée in a plot to inherit her money wicked, as he was jailed for life. Ian Stewart, who's 56, had drugged Helen Bailey before killing her last year. The body of the children's author was found under their Hertfordshire home 3 months after he reported her missing. Long-term net migration to the UK has fallen to 273,000. That's its lowest level in 2 years. Official figures show it dropped by 49,000 in the year to the end of September, which includes the period after the EU referendum. Net migration from the European Union also dropped slightly by 6,000 to stand at 165,000. A 73-year-old man has been cautioned after being questioned about online threats made against MPs. He was arrested in West Sussex yesterday. An investigation started after complaints by victims in July last year. And a new type of fire alarm sound is being tested after research found standard smoke detectors don't wake up children in 80% of cases.
Wake up! The house is on fire! Wake up! The house is on fire!
The University of Dundee
well,
and Derbyshire.
Just terrified 1,000 children with playing that.
I introduced it. So they were prepared.
Yeah, but I wasn't listening, and all I heard, I was just...
You didn't have to start a fire as well.
I was just biding my time, and all I go is...
Maybe I should do that at the start of all my presents.
Wow, that's
can we play it again?
Could you do it at the end? Because that way I know you've finished, because I'll wake up.
Can we play it again?
Yeah, I imagine we play it again.
Wake up! The house is on fire!
She doesn't sound like she's panicking.
Wake up! The house is on fire!
Wake up! The house is on fire!
She should be going... meh, meh, meh. That's more like it.
I would like a bit more energy.
Should
it sounds like, she in that tone, she should be saying, wake up, it's time for school.
Yeah.
Rather than, wake up, there's a fire.
Mm. Wake up, there's a bear in your room. It's ugly.
Anyway.
Well, they should do that with a range of celebrity voices. And you could, like, buy the one.
Brian Blessed, he'd be good.
That you see.
There's
you
a fire in the building!
Josh Widdicombe could get.
Oh, there's a fire! What's that doing in here?
Michael McIntyre could do a whole routine on it, couldn't he?
I mean, what's it doing there with the fire? And isn't it warm? Why is fire? Why couldn't you get cold fire? But people sometimes deliberately put fire in their living rooms. Where's that come from? Don't you have a radiator?
See? Ronnie Corbett could do one, couldn't he? So there's a fire in the. I was just.
That sounds like your Prince Charles.
Just saying to the producer there. He said, Ronnie, there's a fire. No, don't.
That sounds like Prince Charles.
No, that doesn't.
Prince
Charles could do one as well. One's noticed a fire. It's burned one's Dutchy originals.
Wake up, there's a fire. I love that.
Get anyway.
Out of the road, there's a car coming.
So it's the University of Dundee and Derbyshire Fire and Rescue who's doing this research, and they found that this alarm, so the noise we've just played and mocked apparently, has had a 90% success rate so far. So apparently it's more effective than a normal fire alarm.
Right.
That's the end of that.
Have you finished the news?
Yeah, that's why I said that's the end of that.
Wake up! The house is on fire! Wake up! The house is on fire!
Can we record that and then get someone, Ben or someone, to record it? That's the end of the news,
yes.
So we know when. And we can use that later on, so we know it's the end of the news in the middle. Thank you, Victoria. Do you need to do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Wake up, it's the weather.
Meh, meh.
Thanks, John. Very strong winds and rain affecting much of the country, particularly North Wales, the Midlands, Northern England and East Anglia. There's sleet and snow across southern Scotland and highs of 11 degrees. That's the end of the weather.
Meh.
It's like a sheep now. Yes. In the next bit of the programme...
That'd only send you back to sleep.
It would. Only if there was more than one. There will be Victoria's bonus news. What are we on today? What is it? Animal
veg.
It's vegetable news.
Vegetable.
Timely as well.
After Cornelius's mocking of the abused bear,
the ugly bear.
She can't help that she's ugly.
Yesterday, if you missed it, animal news, Victoria brought us animal news for our bonus news section at 2:30, and it did involve an ugly bear.
Dominga.
What was it called? Dominga the Minga.
That's not her full name.
That's the hashtag.
Leave the bear. Right, so next, work experience punditry. Victoria will be here with vegetable news at 2:30. And later, there will... What?
Sport.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Fletcher. Manchester United captain Wayne Rooney has been warned off a move to China by former teammate Louis Saha. The skipper's agents in the Far East speaking to clubs about their interest in him. Ex-United forward Saha told TalkSport, ultimately it's up to Rooney himself, but he'd steer clear of a move. Tottenham need to turn around a 1-0 deficit if they're to reach the last 16 of the Europa League this evening. They're back at Wembley to take on Ghent in the second leg of their tie. Boss Maurizio Pochettino admits he will be making some changes to his side despite needing a victory.
We will try to put the best team to try to win, like always. For me, football is about the squad. It's true that maybe sometimes I repeat too much, that it's always about the team, it's about the squad.
Arsenal midfielder Santi Cazorla's out for the rest of the season with an ankle injury. The Spaniard hasn't played since October. Finally, rugby. John Barkley will captain Scotland in Saturday's Six Nations clash with Wales at Murrayfield. The Scarlet flanker replaces Greg Laidlaw as skipper, who's been ruled out of the rest of the tournament due to injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after the success of animal shaming photos on the internet in which guilty looking animals pose next to a piece of paper which reveals what they've done wrong, the Justice Secretary has announced that there will be trials on social media with doing this with criminals. Justin Greening has said that hopefully the photos will deter other people from committing crime.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria and Ben there with the pre-recorded sports. Work experience punditry on the way next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. And before we welcome Matilda in here, she comes waltzing in with geeky, gadgety stuff, a roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff for Experience Punditry. Just in the news as well, you've probably seen this, that the new Metropolitan Police Commissioner, the first time a woman has taken charge of London's police force in its 188-year history. She succeeds Sir Bernard Hogan Howe, of course, who announced his retirement last year. Cressida Dick, this is, was previously the National Policing Lead on Counter-Terrorism, said she was thrilled and humbled, but her appointment's been criticised by some, however. But you know, the first time a woman, and we've decided to turn that into today's texting because it's, you know, such a big story. And that is very much this. What other notable people's names work as insults? So 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a person with a note of note with a insulting name.
Yeah, with a name that can be used as an insult. So we'll start the bidding at Cressida Dick. We see you're Cressida Dick and raise you Michael Fassbender.
I've got one.
Yep.
We've had him on Talk Radio before. I remember booking him. He's a councillor in Cornwall.
Yes.
Dick Cole.
Okay.
Dick Cole.
He is a councillor in Cornwall. You're absolutely right. I've heard him on Talk Radio as well.
Yeah, yeah. Dick Cole.
So, names that can be used as childish insults. What a great texture idea. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with... Anyway, I spent about an hour on these,
yeah,
and it's great because you can just type random things into Facebook and then make your way to a person,
right,
including the American sports journalist, mm-hmm, from 1898, who lived 1898 to 1969, Gordon Cobbledick.
right then. While you're figuring that lot out for today's text, let us welcome back in Matilda. Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda. It's Matilda. She's our work experience. She's coming. She was here yesterday. She's back again today for some reason. She's got... Today's a roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff. Now, work experience punditry is where we put our work experiences in front of the microphone to review things. And we tell them it's a stepping stone to success in this career, in this industry, media. But it isn't. It's just really a cheap way of using free labour. Hi, Tilly.
Hi.
Hi there.
Ginty.
Yeah, good.
Having thought about it, I've never actually reviewed anything for you.
Well, you failed at the first hurdle then, really, haven't you?
Because
that's
true.
That's technically what the job is.
Yep. So I'm never going to have a career.
No. Well, you work here, so
yeah,
you really haven't. Anyway, so, Tilbury, what are we looking at today?
Facial recognition technology could save endangered lemurs, as I'm sure you're pleased to hear.
I, do you know, I really am?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, it's really hard to do studies on lemurs, long-term studies, because they're hard to keep track of, apparently. They're all over the place. But now they can recognise individual lemurs using the sort of facial recognition technology they use for criminals and that kind of thing. And it's called Lemur Face ID. And it's 98.7% accurate.
I like that.
Yeah, it's catchy. Lemurs are good because they've got individual facial markings, apparently.
I like a lemur.
I like lemurs as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I once did a report for a children's radio station about lemurs at Woburn Safari Park. It's true.
Well done.
Thanks. Oh. But yeah, got to meet some lemurs.
What do they smell like?
They stink.
And look where it's led you.
Yeah, I know.
What a career. See, Tilly, it works, doesn't it? One day you find yourself talking about lemurs and interviewing lemurs like Cornelius. The next day you're on, an appalling sidekick who can't read on a radio station no one listens to.
I can only dream.
Can't you?
Wow.
I like this. I like the lemurs. Are they rare that they can be individual? Because most animals surely have individual markings in that way, like tigers do, don't they?
They do, but there isn't a technology that's good at recognising it. But there are other ones that have other animals similar to lemurs that you could use it on that have facial markings, like red pandas or raccoons or sloths or bears.
Yeah.
Apparently it would work on all of those as well. And it's better because in the olden days, previous to this, you'd have to catch the actual lemur and fit a collar on it before you could track it. But now you don't have to do that, you just have to scan its face, which is way easier.
Yeah. You have to, how close do you have to get to scan a lemur's face?
I don't have that information, but okay. I'm going to go...
Think
like,
self-checkout.
Yeah.
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 Unexpected item.
Boop.
In the bagging area.
Boop.
It's a lemur.
Not unexpected, though. Just put it there.
Well, here's my problem with... This is technology, so it sort of works. I have a big issue. I've said this before.
Are we going to do a whole rant about self-checkouts?
Well, the reason I have a problem with it, right, is that the items I put in it, right, by default, are things I found in that supermarket. Thus, aren't unexpected, right? So I'm putting... Right,
they're not unexpected to you, but they're unexpected to the bagging area.
Well, but it shouldn't be. The bagging area should be aware of what it's the bagging area.
But it's not. It's just a bagging area. It's not a person.
No,
you can't have
it,
perfect awareness.
But it's a bagging area. But the things you bag in the area of the bagging area are things you've got off the shelf in the place where the bagging area is. So the bagging area should be programmed to know. Like, if I put some soup down, it shouldn't go, unexpected item in the bagging area. It should, because it's not unexpected. It's a supermarket that... And that's got the word soup in it. Or some Weetabix, right? Or a cloth. You know, you buy a duster.
I've never bought a cloth.
It should know. If I put a lemur in there, I don't mind it going, unexpected item in the bagging area. Because
it's not even an item.
Not indigenous to the supermarket.
Yeah, but you can scan them. So it won't say that.
All right, then, an owl. What if you put an owl in there?
Yeah. In the bagging area or being scanned by the facial recognition technology?
Both.
It'd be hard to get an owl because they'll just turn their heads the other way round, won't
true.
They?
Sneaky. Owls are terrible. I would rather put a lemur there than an owl. Owls are more likely to kill you, I reckon.
An owl is more likely to kill you than a lemur?
Yeah. That's my theory. I mean, I don't know about diseases that lemurs carry, but in terms of mauling, I think owls have got them. Right, so...
Okay, fine, yeah, all right.
There's some tech news in the toy world. Mm-hmm. You've had the New York Toy Fair 2017, and there have been loads of really cool tech toys that they've brought out. Do you want to hear about them?
I do.
I thought so. Well, there's the Justice League Batmobile, which emits real smoke when you rev its engine. It's got a camera in the cockpit, so you can see on the app what it would look like to be driving the Batmobile, and a cannon that you can fire, and then the app will simulate a huge explosion in the room that you're in.
How big is the Batmobile?
It's like that big. For the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, right. It's like under an average arm length.
Right.
I'm not good with measurements.
No.
How big is a metre? Smaller than that, probably.
Well, it's a metre?
Well, I don't know.
All right. Well, so when you say rev it, so you can't sit in it, which is what I was expecting.
No, you can't. You can't sit in it. It's
I probably could before you...
Remote control.
Yeah.
So there's probably a button on the app that you use to rev. They all come with apps, all these, basically. Well, that's the thing.
The problem is, if you rev your Batmobile that you've bought and it emits real smoke... What you're going to get is that smoke alarm we were listening to earlier that wakes children up.
Mm. Meh, meh, meh. There's a fire in your Batmobile. Meh, meh.
This Batmobile can probably disable fire alarms.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty high tech.
All right.
You've also got Aristotle, which is kind of like a souped-up baby monitor. It's like Amazon Echo for babies. So it can detect when your baby is crying and then play lullabies or a personalised message. It can answer commands like play music or turn on the light. And it can answer general knowledge questions that your baby might have.
What?
And it's also got a camera for watching your child.
Like what general knowledge questions about my...
The example that I was given was, who was the fifth president of the United States of America?
A baby's not going to be interested in that.
I don't know. You don't know all babies.
I don't know all babies. That much is true. But generally speaking, I don't think a baby's going to... If a baby's crying in a cot...
Then it'll play a lullaby.
Well, at which point will it detect a general knowledge incident?
You have to ask it, the general knowledge, so the baby will initiate that situation.
All a baby's going to want to know, question-wise, is, where's the boob?
It can probably tell them.
Yeah. Where's the...
Not in this room, because your parents have replaced themselves.
That's right, because they're not nice enough parents to be there with you.
No, they've recorded this personalised message for you, however. Yeah, it feels like a mixed message, because it's for babies, that's the whole thing, and yet it has this general knowledge facility, which I'm unsure about.
Okay. What's it called?
Aristotle.
Mm. Have they put the word tot in a, you know...
Oh...
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. You're wasted here.
I know.
Your talent.
Are wasted.
It's the only way.
Put that down.
It's the only way
Stop
I can get through the show, if I'm honest. Right, Tildo, stay there. And we'll be back with more geeky, gadgety stuff on Talk Radio in the afternoons, where I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red?
for kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that?
If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tonight at 10, exclusively to History.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still major disruption this afternoon across the country because of Storm Doris. Two road and rail networks. The Thirlwall Viaduct in Cheshire remains closed. The lorry is overturned on the M5 in Gloucestershire, causing northbound delays towards Junction 9 for Tewkesbury. Wiltshire's M4 remains restricted because of a lorry fire around Junction 16 for Swindon West. The QE2 bridge is closed, so all traffic crossing the river is using the Dartford tunnels, and traffic from both sides of the M11 is crawling. A lorry is overturned near Junctions 8 for Bishop Stortford, and there's lane restrictions for both sides of the carriageway. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's Automotive for the People on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
23 minutes past 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. The news, of course, that Cressida Dick is the new Metropolitan Police Commissioner. So we're asking you this afternoon, what other notable person's name could be used as a childish insult? Do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Courtney Cox. Thank you very much for sending that in. What else has come in here? There's Colorado Republican. This is coming from Gary McColl. Thank you, Gary. Colorado Republican, Randy Bumgardner. Cornelius, what have you got that's coming in there?
This is from Sean, who says Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course, yes.
And the French tickler has said Fanny Craddock.
Thank you for that one. Of course, there's the actress Hilary Swank. Right, thanks for sending that in. 24 minutes past now. Let's do some more work experience punditry. That one in from Gavin, by the way. Right, OK, here's Matilda. Waltzed in here, as she has, with today's work experience punditry. She's work experience. She's getting experience of reviewing things. Today, geeky, gadgety stuff. And there's been a toy fair. And we've already talked of a Batmobile that can squirt smoke. And, this isn't from the toy fair, but face recognition software for lemurs.
That's from the Lima Fair.
That's, yes, the LemaCon.
Yes.
LemCon. Where next?
More toys, if you want them.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I don't want for Christmas ever?
Yep.
Hello Barbie hologram.
Well, I think I might want that.
Mm.
So it's a hologram of Barbie.
Yeah, it's so if you look at it, it's a kind of a big pink plastic box.
Yeah.
And then inside it, there's a little person who's trapped there to be your slave forever.
It's probably just a doll, Matilda.
It's not
what
a doll.
Do you mean it's not?
It's not.
What is it then?
It's a hologram. It's a hologram of Barbie. She can walk on.
Yeah, but it's not an actual person.
Yeah, but is it?
No. It's a doll.
Do you know what it can do? Also, it can't be a doll if it's not a physical. You can't. It's not tangible. So dolls are tangible.
So do you have to look at it? You just look at it in a box?
Well, it's got. You call it up. It's got voice recognition software for the child, so it'll know that it's the child.
Yeah.
You can change its ethnicity and appearance if you want, which is very cool. You can choreograph dance routines to your music from your iTunes and make it do that. You can set alarms. You can get Barbie to give you weather reports. It can become a nightlight. You can get her to remind you daily to do things like brush your teeth.
So essentially it's like an Echo thing again, but now it's just in the shape of a Barbie.
Yeah, but it's different because it's a hologram and you can like see it. You know, it's instead of being like a weird anonymous voice, it's Barbie there, and you can change its appearance and costumes and stuff.
Whose voice has it got?
Barbie's.
Mm. It's got to be voiced by someone, hasn't it?
Barbie.
Danny Dyer or Brian Blessed should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still not been finalised. It comes out later this year, so you could probably, like, pitch.
I could have a go.
Julia could do it.
That would scare children.
That's true.
Julia Barbie Brewer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
Wee. So.
Yeah.
That's probably the most weird out of them, I think.
But I still don't understand. There was a film years ago where Michael Jackson, before all the trouble, was projected into cinemas in a film called Captain EO, I think it was called, something like that. Where he would dance in the aisle as a hologram.
I've never heard of that.
And it was at Disney. You go and see it at Disney World or Universal Studios or something, in a specially adapted cinema. So that I'm just wondering.
Did you go?
No, oh. I'm just wondering if it's the same sort of thing as that. Can you project Barbie into your room?
I think she's just trapped, enslaved in this pink box.
That's sort of like a genie.
Yes, exactly.
So you rub the box. Do you?
No, you rub it metaphorically with your voice.
So you metaphorically rub Barbie's box?
Yeah, the pink box.
And Barbie does
whatever you want.
Whatever you want it to do.
Yes.
That's sinister in a way, now you've said it like that.
What? Now I've said it like that.
That's right.
Yeah. I find the sinister one.
I find it a bit sinister now.
I'm honest.
What else is at the fair?
Beasts of Balance.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's another toy that has an app. You stack different beast figures, kind of like Jenga. You take it in turns to make a tower. Mm-hmm. And then when you're at the same time, you've got the app open on your device of choice. And each piece that you stack triggers different animations and art and stuff in the app. So you sort of build this whole sequence of things to watch whilst you're stacking things, which is quite cool.
Okay. I'll be honest, you lost me at beasts, but...
So, I thought so.
So what sort of beasts are they?
I think, like, fantastical beasts.
Right.
You know,
could you
mythological.
Could you do it with, like, lemurs? Could you stack lemurs?
Yeah. I mean, they all have... I don't know. I haven't got a list of all the specifications of the individual beasts available.
Okay.
And the animations that they trigger, but...
But theoretically, you could.
You could have a lemur stack.
Yeah, so because lemurs are quite long, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're kind of bendy. Sort of...
All right, dead lemur.
I mean, the thing, because lemurs climb, why would you need... You don't need to stack them.
Well, if they were dead. So let's say there was some
So how many are there? How many have
Well,
you
let's
killed?
Say some terrible accident had happened in the lemur enclosure. I don't know what, right? But the lemurs are dead. And, you know, you... And rather than waste their little lemury corpses, what you could do is stack... You get three lemurs and lie them side by side and then stack... Three more lemurs on top and keep going up and up and up and up, like a Jenga tower of lemurs. And then that is a fun game, isn't it? Because you put a lemur out, see whether the lemur tower collapses.
Is it a fun game?
Yes.
It will smell horrific. That's my main concern.
Not immediately.
Well, yeah, immediately, because lemurs smell terrible anyway, as we've learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're dead, and things only smell worse when they're dead. Well, what smells better when it's dead?
No, but hang on, because if a lemur smells bad when it's alive, there'll be a small, admittedly small window where it won't smell like a lemur. Because if a lemur... I don't know why a lemur smell... All right, not lemur, a skunk. Right, so you've got a skunk. Now, a skunk smells because it squirts liquid from its anal gland.
Well, yeah, but that's different to a lemur. You're changing your argument now. This is separate smell issues. They don't smell for the same reasons.
But I think there's a window of a lemur that doesn't smell as bad as it does when it's alive, but before it's rotted. I think there's a small window,
that
big enough.
That sweet lemur window.
That's right, to play dead lemur Jenga with, where I don't think you'd be bothered with the smell.
I'm not going to be joining you.
Okay. Wasn't inviting you in.
Good. I'm not doing any more toys because you're ruining everyone's childhood.
Okay. Have you got one more story?
I have got one more story.
Let's do it.
All right. Disney are working on magic air that charges your devices for you.
Shut the door.
No.
What? Tell me.
Well, basically what it is quasi-static cavity resonance.
Expialidocious.
Obviously, right? It uses magnetic fields to transmit power to mobile devices.
Yeah.
So it works by running electrical currents in metal walls, the floor and the ceiling.
So in order to make this work, you need a metal floor, wall and ceiling.
Yeah. But Disney can
they
probably
could use the studio because it's made of tin pot, isn't it?
This studio definitely is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Power currents form when the magnetic waves are then transmitted to coils that operate on the same frequency, and the currents are safe to humans because they're channeled through specialised conductors that soak up any harmful electrical fields.
Yeah, but it's got the potential to go very wrong, that, hasn't it?
Well, no, it's definitely safe.
I mean...
In America, it's within the federal safety guidelines.
Yeah.
If they only do 1.9 kilowatts of power.
I like the idea. I mean, how convenient it would all be.
I mean, you could charge 320 smartphones at once in one room with this, which is a lot.
What are they calling it? Smart Air?
QSCR. They haven't got
it's
a proper name for it.
It's not as Smart Air, is it?
It's not. That's what I would call it.
No. What did you say? It was
quasi-static cavity resonance.
Expialidocious. Oh, that's why they've got the. That's where they got the idea.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Matilda.
It was a pleasure.
Tilly.
No.
Tilbury.
No.
Tilty.
No.
Tildo.
Fine.
Till death us do part.
Goodbye.
Tilto.
Done.
Tilpot.
Off.
Tildorado. Cash register. Till.
She left the room.
All right, so it's just after 2:30, and that was today's Work Experience Punditry Review. Matilda with gadgety stuff. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be, the Diversity Paper Review. That's what there'll be, where Matt will be in to review the papers. There's a big debate at 3. Showbiz with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's a Brit special today. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. All coming before we finish at 4, and Victoria is here with the news right now.
Talk Radio.
A woman has been killed by falling debris in Wolverhampton as Storm Doris continues to be felt across the UK. Emergency services say she died at the scene after suffering very serious head injuries. Winds of more than 90 miles an hour have been recorded in Wales. Murray McGregor from West Midlands Ambulance Services, it's been a difficult day.
We've had 3 or 4 cars that have been struck by trees. Thankfully, nobody's seriously hurt. One particular case in Shropshire resulted in one person being taken to a major trauma centre. Others have been much more lucky. Equally, we've had a number of elderly people blown over by the wind.
The weather's been causing significant travel disruption across the UK, with flights and train services cancelled and motorways blocked. The fiancé of Helen Bailey has been sentenced to at least 34 years behind bars for what the judge described as a heinous murder. Ian Stewart, who's 56, spent weeks drugging the children's author before he killed her to try and get his hands on her £4 million fortune. Lidl is creating up to 360 jobs by opening a new distribution centre in North Lanarkshire. The hub at Eurocentral on the M8 will replace its current Scottish headquarters in West Lothian. 400 staff from that site will relocate. And George Clooney is going to stop going to the world's most dangerous places now his wife is pregnant with twins. In his role as a UN ambassador, he often travels to war-torn countries. The weather, very strong winds and rain affecting much of the country, particularly North Wales, the Midlands, Northern England and East Anglia, with sleet and snow across southern Scotland, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
26 minutes.
25, depending on which clock you look at. Yeah, 25.
Have we got the end of the news?
Yeah.
This is the end of the news. This is the end of the news.
I think that works very well.
Yeah, good.
I think we've finally established what your sign-off is.
Cool.
Good stuff. Right, so, but it's not the end of the news. Well, it's the end of that news.
Yeah.
But the beginning of more news, because it's time for Victoria's bonus news, which she has to do on a daily basis, because her bulletins are smaller than they used to be, and she's got to make the time up because she gets paid the same. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news, consecutive days. Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Right.
So you can forget your five a day. A new study is suggesting we should eat 10 portions of fruit and veg every single day. So this has come from researchers at Imperial College London, and they say it could prevent millions of premature deaths by cutting the risk of strokes, heart disease and cancer. Dr. Dag Finn Ona led the study, which has also found some fruit and vegetables are better than others.
Apples and pears, citrus fruits, and then also green leafy vegetables and salads were particularly beneficial in reducing cardiovascular disease risk.
Public health officials say the advice is unrealistic, though, and they're not going to update it from five a day.
If you're eating 10 portions, I mean, what meals is that? Like, you'd have to have at least, I reckon, 3 portions of fruit or veg with breakfast alone.
Mm. Well, that's easily done, isn't it? You could have fruit for breakfast.
Nah.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
Yeah, but 3 different portions of fruit for breakfast.
What's a portion?
And then another 3.
80 grams.
Like 3 apples? You're going to have 3 apples for...
No. But I don't know. Does it have to be... If it's 10 portions of fruit and veg, could you just do 10 fruit or 10 veg? Or do you have to mix it up a bit?
But it's probably not healthy to have just 10 fruit because it can damage other things, like it can damage your teeth because of the acid.
Oh, right, okay.
And the sugar levels might not be... You might have eaten too much sugar.
Right. It's complex, isn't it?
Yeah, but salad's good. That's what he said.
Right.
Anyway, it comes as
fruit... What's his name?
Dr. Dag Finn Ona.
Owner of the largest allotment... in London.
Anyway, it comes as fruit and veg is influencing designers, and as the Evening Standard's home and property section says, from pineapples to cabbages, it's never been easier to get your five a day. So it might help in getting your 10. No? Okay. Anyway, Liberty of London is stocking veg-shaped ceramics. They did a joke.
The veg-shaped ceramics?
Yeah, you can see a picture of them on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. And pineapples are printed on loads of stuff. You could get a cabbage-shaped bowl, a pea pod-shaped serving dish, stuff like that. It's meant to be quirky. And I was going to talk about a skunk cabbage, but the internet was too slow. That's why I was late and... I couldn't get the information.
Well, we were talking about... It was shame, really. We were talking about skunks just before you came.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they squirt
just about to light up.
A stinking liquid from their anal glands.
What?
Much like Cass. And I... Well, that's what... You know, a skunk smells. That's why. And we were talking about that. So that's why they smell, you see. And I was going to ask you if the cabbage is the same.
I think the skunk cabbage does smell.
Hence the name.
Yeah, and I think that the first signs of, basically from the top line I saw in a couple of American articles about skunk cabbage, the first signs of spring have sprung with the skunk cabbage. And yeah, I don't really know anything else.
Is that like a stronger version of cabbage that you smoke?
What?
Okay. Never mind.
Right, he's asking for a friend. So, in the next bit then, it's the Diversity Paper Review, of course. If you don't know what that is, let me explain. Our papers reviewed, the day's papers, gone through by a different diversity each day. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting today. Matt's back, he's Jewish. So that's that box ticked. The big debate at 3 o'clock. Showbiz with a man from TalkSport who knows nothing about and has no interest in showbiz. Plus, as I say, Paul Ross Master Quiz on the way as well. In around an hour's time, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Morning, love. All ready for the big game.
Hiya, darling. Yeah, the boys are raring to go. Just having our sausage sarnies. Hey, lads, give Ange a big Peterborough hello.
Morning, Ange.
Morning, boys.
Oh,
I hope they win.
Yeah, if they win today, they'll go above Oadby Wiggistonians in the league.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, the M11 is now completely closed northbound near Junction 8 for Bishop Stortford for the recovery of an overturned lorry. The QE2 bridge is closed, so all traffic crossing the river is using the Dartford Tunnel. Congestion there. Wiltshire's westbound M4 experiencing long delays because of a lorry fire around Junction 16 for Swindon West. An overturned lorry is causing queues for Gloucestershire's northbound M5. There's lane restrictions around 9 for Tewkesbury. The Thirlwall Viaduct in Cheshire is still closed, and Shropshire's A5 around Chirk is closed because of an accident near the Gledridge roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, wake up to a double dose of politics. We are taking the temperature of the UK as the by-election results come in. Wake up to the latest and have your say, courtesy of me, Paul Ross. The big question. Better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and the we've just been looking at the news here. The news, as I've discovered today, we've just been talking about the 10 items or less, fewer, vegetables and fruit you have to eat or something to stay healthy. Mm. And then there's a something else about thing in the news. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many
it.
People can't, Cornelius. Do you know why?
No,
it's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around
it. It's all right, though. It's all right, because we explain the news here through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
NASA finds Earth-like planets until you find aliens. No one cares.
The news! In haikus. A lot of suggestions coming in for celebrity names. People of note whose names can be used as insults. This is, of course, off the back of the news that the new Metropolitan Police Commissioner is called Cressida Dick. Thank you for sending them in. We've already had Courtney Cox, of course, came in there. You keep them coming, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Claudia Winkleman. There. Robin Thick.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good, isn't it? That's coming from Ian. Lord Haw Haw. Of course. Came in from Neil. And Alexander Graham Bell from Alex. That's the end of his message. Right, so it's time for the diversity paper review. Blom. Matt Blom is here. He is one of our diversity paper reviewers, a regular, I'll be so bold as to say, and he's right here, right now, and his diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes, which means that we're the most diverse programme on the radio because a different diversity goes through the papers for us each day. What have you got today, Matt?
Oh, I've got so many papers.
So many papers.
And I'm really going to delve deep into the headlines.
Please do.
Because that's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Page 5 of the Daily Mail.
Oh.
Great start.
I know. Huge start. Zoella.
She's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Is that right?
She is a vlogger.
Yes.
Where the young'uns watch her and she teaches them about life.
Right.
Even though she's quite a bit older than she pretends to be. But she is to blame for failing reading skills.
And in what way is Zoella to blame?
Well, the problem is that she's not advising people to read more challenging books, which I can see is an issue. Because if you're not reading harder books with bigger words... longer words and more complex sentences, and you won't develop that in your brain anymore, and you'll always take the easy option out when you're reading. So, you know, you might be kind of in your early 30s and only just being able to get through the first version of Harry Potter.
Yeah, or maybe you're in your sort of coming up to your mid-20s and you haven't really moved off the Very Hungry Caterpillar like Cornelius.
Yeah,
because he can't read at all, can he?
No.
Yeah.
She should encourage all the children to read the Bible.
Zoella?
Yes, she should.
Why?
So they can learn some moral lessons and learn about Jesus, our saviour.
Well, the issue is that apparently youngsters these days...
I don't know what happened, but go on.
He's seen the
light. Basically, he died for our sins, John.
I know.
Is that what you were hanging around earlier? I saw you hanging around that tube station, handing out those booklets.
Yeah.
Is that what you were doing?
Oh. That was nice of him, just collecting money for the church. But apparently, kids these days are reading Roald Dahl much longer than they should be. But they are the classics.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of Roald Dahl.
Well, they could stay with Roald Dahl, couldn't they? Because they could move on to his adult work. You know.
Yes.
He didn't just write children's books.
No, but it's what he's known for, isn't it? The BFG.
Yeah.
Why are we blaming Zoella?
Because she wrote a book.
Yeah, she didn't even write the book, did she?
No, she had a ghostwriter, and she was the biggest-selling debut author in Britain or something like that.
Even though she didn't write the book.
She didn't write the book.
They should read my book.
Well, you didn't write it. I wrote most of it.
That's not true, is it?
Her real name is Zoe Sutt.
Oh, yeah, so I'm not supposed to mention
Just so you know, John, your book, The Portrait of an Idiot of a Young Man.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, first time I've ever got it right.
Well done.
It doesn't make the top 10 list of favourite books in secondary schools.
Well, it should. It must be at number 11.
Very inappropriate.
Must be number 11.
Just imagine if that was the GCSE.
What's happened? That could happen.
The reading list.
It's my book teaches people about things.
Life lessons.
Life lessons about growing up.
I learnt nothing from your book.
You must have
I
done.
Only learnt information about you that I'd rather not know as I now look at you in the eye.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I overshared, didn't I?
You did.
Anyway, it's available now on Amazon.
But not in secondary schools.
No.
And that's probably a good idea.
Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Moving on in the Daily Mail, page 37.
Yeah.
Pupils of 11, very kid-specific today.
Yeah.
Pupils of 11 to sit specific times tables tests for the first time from 2019 as part of their Key Stage 2 exams. So when I was at school and learning our times table, you'd always start, you know, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 3 is 6. And I remember having a cassette. That's how retro I was. It was on cassette. And each track was a different tune to a different times table. And you'd learn the tune. And you'd kind of learn it parrot fashion.
Yes.
And that was how I learned my times tables.
Can you remember them now?
I'm not that bad at mental arithmetic.
Mm.
It's one of my strong points in maths.
I am useless at it. And the only way I learned my times tables was by just memory. I didn't understand the concept that...
Three times three.
Yeah, that's all. Just the rhythm of it is what I understood.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're such a musical person.
Well, that's what it is. It's about the rhythm of the words. It's about the rhythm of the language. You know, and how it went together. Mm. That's the only way I learnt my times table. But I have no concept of 8 threes being 24. I just know that 8 threes are 24. I just know that the rhythm of the thing.
I'm just trying to do the maths in my right to make sure you were correct. Well done.
What's 6 times 12?
6 times 12 is 72.
Yeah.
Do you know how I do that? 6 times 10 is 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Well, whereas I just remembered.
Well done, you.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's interesting the Daily Mail have gone from page 5, literary skills.
Yeah.
In children, page 37, mathematical skills.
It shows where they really think are the key improvements that need to be made. Obviously, they don't put mathematics at the heart of it, really. It's literature, which is more important. That's why it's further towards the beginning of the paper, obviously.
Which celebrity could we blame for declining standards in maths, though?
I would say Carol Vorderman.
Okay, good.
Because she left Countdown.
Yeah.
And then we had to look at Rachel Riley.
Yeah.
And she just didn't have the same charisma.
Right.
I think that's the issue.
I will never hear that again, thank you.
You're a bit of a fan of Rachel Riley, aren't you?
I am. I'm watching Countdown now on this little screen in front of me.
I once went to see Countdown filmed live. Right. Okay, it's literally their audience is about 20 people.
Yeah.
And I'm dyslexic.
Right.
Don't put a load of letters in front of me and ask me to make words up, because I just can't do it. And I'm not good at anagrams either.
Okay.
And it was near impossible to play along. But it was nice to be involved and to be there. And Richard Keys was presenting at the time.
Lovely Richard Keys.
Yeah, Richard Keys.
Was it Richard
Keys? No. Who's the other one?
It was Jeff Stelling.
Jeff Stelling. I've always got them confused.
Right.
Jeff Stelling.
So you're also sort of person dyslexic.
Person dyslexic. I know. I look at you and just see Bob Mills.
Yeah, many do.
Yeah, it's really hard to get you two confused.
So back to Zoella, right?
Yeah.
So Zoella, the blogger, so she's getting the blame because her book sold. That's basically the gist of it.
Essentially, for being popular.
And because it's not literary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's
just fluffy rubbish. It's too easy to read. But if a book is a gateway into the world of reading for kids, because it's hard enough to get kids to read anyway now, isn't it?
It is a gateway drug.
Basically, if Zoella is a gateway drug
to reading,
then I think it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you do move on. But I read, when I was a kid, reading was what I could do. I couldn't do maths, but I could read. Yeah. So I was reading. I remember reading. People around me at school were doing, like, I don't know, the Famous Five or whatever. And I was reading The Day of the Jackal. I remember.
You're so cool. Yeah. I just finished reading an awful book.
Just now?
Yeah.
Is it A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man?
No, I finished reading that awful book quite a few months ago.
Fair enough.
That's on my bookshelf. Gathering Dust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What, you just finished reading?
The Stranger. Can't remember who wrote it, but essentially about a man trying to find his wife. And I don't ruin it for you, but the wife ended up being killed.
Well, it has ruined it in many ways.
Yeah.
So don't bother reading that.
No.
All right, so Daily Mail's gone mad on education. Where are we going next?
Yeah, let's go to the Daily Mirror. You know, it's my favourite of all the mirrors.
Yep.
Because it's the only one that I can't look in. Whirlpool, which is the brand, has ordered plug to be pulled on millions of faulty tumble dryers until they can be repaired. Essentially, people have been buying these tumble dryers and they've been exploding. Which is an issue.
The people have been exploded.
The people, yeah, because they've climbed into the tumble dryer to dry off after their shower.
I think they were sucked in. That's what they call whirlpools.
Yeah.
If you go too near a whirlpool, I've looked at this. It's a big problem. The whirlpool, you know when the drum of the washing machine goes round?
Yes.
It creates a whirlpool effect and sucks in anything near it.
Yes.
And including people, and they then explode. And that's the issue.
You know how we have Hurricane Doris, for instance? Why do whirlpools not have names? Like Whirlpool Willie or Whirlpool Stephen.
There's a good reason there's not one called Whirlpool Willie. Why do you want whirlpools to have names?
I just think it's fair. They seem discriminated against.
Should everything have names?
Well, if storms have names,
yes.
Why shouldn't a whirlpool? It causes just as much damage. Like, could a tsunami have a name?
Well, yes, I suppose. Sue.
Sue. Why don't they, though? That should be the text in. That could be your text in tomorrow.
What
should we call the whirlpools?
No, you can have that for Salmon Drive. Right, so.
No, we do real news.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so this is. Is the message any whirlpool. You've got a whirlpool tumble dryer.
The unplug it. Started in November 2015.
Yeah.
So it's a big issue. I need to buy a washer dryer at the moment.
Oh, we grown up.
I know, genuinely. I'm a proper adult.
Is this you crowbarring in the fact that you've just bought a flat into the conversation?
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yes. I'm a big boy moving out.
Wow, they must pay you well here. God, I'd no idea.
I've got questions.
Yeah. I think we all have.
You really can't ask that question.
I mean, good Lord. They're not supposed to pay you well enough to be able to afford to move out of your parents' house.
I know.
What's going on?
How dare they? Mother is delighted. But anyway, I need to buy a washer dryer. I won't be buying a whirlpool one, though.
No.
If they're exploding, because I haven't got content insurance yet.
Yeah, you should get a Samsung one.
Why?
No, I'm sure they won't explode.
Did they do?
Are you just saying that so you get a free Samsung?
No. No, because it was their phones, weren't it?
Oh, I see.
I'm trying to think of other washer dryer.
Hot point.
Neff?
The one after the rights activist. Biko.
I also need a Dyson. Anyway.
All right, enough. Right, so okay, exploding whirlpools. Right, fine. Good. Next.
I know. Let's go really quickly to, essentially, 7 in 10 Britons have clothes that have never left their wardrobe since they were teenagers, according to a survey. I mean, I do hoard my clothes, but I've got into the habit recently of having to throw clothes away if they don't fit me anymore and passing them on to you.
Thank
because,
you.
Because, you know, when I was about 13, 14... actually, I've got a bag around the back that I'll pass on to you.
Thanks so much.
Hollister jumpers.
Yeah, great. Well, I think I the same. I've got far too many. You know, you go, I've worn that shirt for years. Then you suddenly find something in a drawer and go, I've forgotten that.
Mm. It might have happened. I don't think it's happened to Cornelius, but it might have happened to you when you've bought clothes in the hope that you'll grow into them.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, fingers crossed.
I'm always buying age 5 to 6, and I can't... baggy.
Baggy.
I'm honest.
I know, but I've started to throw away a lot more of my clothes, because I just don't have room for it.
I can't remember whether this is a pay-per-view.
What,
or
in
just
your new flat?
Pay-per-view, just an insight into Matt's life. Sort of find out what's going on.
This is from
have
page 10 of the day.
You not had any other conversations today? You're just coming here for a chat. That's what's happened.
I'll tell you what, I'm very busy these days because of drive. And I said to Ask Prodcast through the glass, do you mind just picking me some stories? Which is why they're quite sensible today.
I see.
And usually they're a bit more wacky.
All right, fine. That's it. That's it. That was the Diversity Paper Review. Or, as I like to think of it today, as just a little chat with Matt there about his
Matt's
life.
Chat on Talk Radio.
New feature. Chat with Matt. Reminders of your diversity?
Oh, I'm Jewish.
Don't we know it? Right, okay, in the next bit of the programme, there will be the big debate just after 3 o'clock. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster and a man from TalkSport who has no interest or knowledge of showbiz will be here to review the showbiz. That's Reese, of course. He'll be here in around 20 minutes. You're listening to Talk Radio. News is on the way next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
There are some interesting stories about what McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from. Are they really a delicate combination of everything from beaks to tree bark? or the result of years of experimenting with top-secret alien chickens found on a crashed UFO in Area 51. No, they're not. Sorry. Chicken McNuggets are actually made from 100% chicken breast meat, and the chickens aren't 10 feet tall, able to yodel in B-flat or pink and orange striped either. They're just chickens. If you want to try a McNugget, they're served after 10:30 a.m. And if you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Storm Doris wreaks havoc, suspect killer jailed, and the Brits commemorate George Michael.
Talk Radio.
A woman has died in Wolverhampton city centre after being hit by debris as Storm Doris moves across the UK. Witnesses say it looked like a piece of roof the size of a coffee table. Winds of more than 90 miles an hour have been recorded in North Wales. Transport services have been affected. James McLaughlin has spent 2 hours sitting on a plane on the runway at Manchester Airport.
We tried to take off and then he aborted for the last couple of seconds and then he's gone around the taxiway again, wait for the wind to die down, and he's tried to take off a second time, and again he's just aborted there, and now he's told us we've got to go back to the gate to refuel, which is where we're at now.
A man has been told he'll spend at least 34 years behind bars for killing his fiancée, the children's author Helen Bailey. 56-year-old Ian Stewart refused to end her in court for his sentencing. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The judge described him as wicked, saying it was difficult to imagine a more heinous crime. Stewart drugged and suffocated Helen Bailey at their home in Hertfordshire in a plan to inherit her multi-million pound estate. He maintained his lies during a 3-month search for her body. Police are now reanalysing the death of Stewart's first wife, Diane, in 2010.
Experts say even though net migration fell following the EU referendum, it's still too early to know what the effect the result is having on numbers. There have been increases in immigration from Romania and Bulgaria, but a fall in other Eastern European countries as well as outside the European Union. Three boys between the ages of 12 and 15 have been arrested after a chemical attack at a school in East London. Three other pupils were injured by a noxious substance used in Dagenham yesterday. And George Michael's boyfriend's hit out at people who criticised him, saying they owe him an apology. The late singer was celebrated at last night's Brit Awards following his death on Christmas Day. Faddy Fawaz tweeted during the ceremony to say anyone who doubted his love for George will be saying sorry very soon.
This is the end of the news. This is the end of the news.
See, that absolutely works.
Good.
I was right.
Good.
Putting an alarm like that to alert us all to the end of the news just woke me up again.
Brilliant.
So I was able to... Now I know. I don't have to say, oh, which one have you done the news?
I'm glad my news sends you to sleep, John.
Well, it doesn't send me to sleep. I just use it as a respite. Because, you know, I'm busy during the show. So
really?
I just use it as a little rest. Like an oasis. It's a little oasis, isn't it?
That's what I do when you're on as well, actually.
Yeah, but you get much more free time because I have to talk for long periods of time. You come and get it over a minute.
Life's not fair, is it?
No. So, thank you, though, Victoria.
Still got to do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Doris.
It's really horrible today, Doris.
It is horrible today.
She's a killer.
Go on.
Very strong winds and rain affecting much of the country, particularly North Wales, the Midlands, Northern England and East Anglia. Sleet and snow across southern Scotland, highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news. Who will be back in half an hour and then back again in an hour.
I then sew on for a few more hours.
And you finish at what time?
7.
Right, OK. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport this afternoon, which is coming live from Storm Doris, that has rushed into the country and swept up at Owl Sanctuary.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United captain Wayne Rooney has been warned off and moved to China by one of his former teammates. The skipper's agent is in the Far East speaking to clubs about their interest in him, with the Chinese transfer deadline coming up on Tuesday. Ex-United forward Louis Sahar told TalkSport, ultimately it's up to Rooney himself, but he'd steer clear of a move.
I will say that he should not consider that, but he's in control of his life. Everybody has been like giving advice, everybody has been good opinions, but it's the only one who knows, you know, and it depends on what his family is saying, what his friend and his agent.
Tottenham will have to overturn a 1-0 deficit to reach the last 16 of the Europa League this evening. They're back at Wembley to take on Ghent in the second leg of their tie. Arsenal midfielder Santi Cazorla's out for the rest of the season with an ankle injury. The Spaniard hasn't played since October. Finally, rugby. John Barkley will captain Scotland in Saturday's Six Nations clash with Wales at Murrayfield. The Scarlet flanker replaces Greg Laidlaw as skipper, who's been ruled out of the rest of the tournament due to injury. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it was there. Ben with the pre-recorded sport coming live from Storm Doris as it swept up an Owl Sanctuary this afternoon. It's 3:05. It's Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Still to come on the programme then, this week's edition of Paul Ross Master, radio types tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And a man from TalkSport, he's called Rhys. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he will be here to review the showbiz for us. It's a Brits special today. A Brits special. In around 15 to 20 minutes time. Right then, it's time now for, of course, well, I'm going to say it's time for the big debate, and that's because it's time for the big debate. So they're calling it a weather bomb, of course, and as Storm Doris comes into this country making a mockery of our so-called secure borders, bloody storms coming over here. Controversy, of course, over the £1 million in compensation paid to Storm Doris by the government after Storm Doris claimed it also made it windy once in Guantanamo Bay, and now it's here blowing itself out. There are reports, of course, that Storm Doris could have become radicalised, making it even more dangerous. And Donald Trump has said there will be a ban on storms and hurricanes entering the US following the so-called weather bomb in California in the past few days. There are also fears that the hippity-hoppity man Stormzy could be dangerous, many blaming him for blowing that house off the stage at the Brit Awards last night at the O2 in London, as he rapped at up to 80 miles per hour. Old people talking in cliches have told Talk Radio that they don't mind Stormzy. Quote, it's a good drying day. And hip hoppers blow the cobwebs out of my nooks and crannies. Well, let me tell you that on the line, having called Talk Radio on this number, 0344 499 1000 is James. James is in Leeds. Good evening. Good afternoon, evening. Good afternoon, James.
Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you. So, you heard me say the words nooks and crannies there, and I understand you've been talking to our researcher when you called in. And am I right in saying you don't have a problem with nooks, but you've got a bit of an issue with crannies?
You're spot on there, John. You're spot on. You think about crannies.
Yeah.
What purpose do they fill? No one has ever said, oh, I've got a great cranny at home. You guys should come round and see it. That's where I keep my Nutribullet.
Yeah.
No one has any purpose with a cranny.
Right. So
no one says, oh, you've got a nice deep cranny, do they?
No. But let me get this straight, right? You, Nooks are fine. Nooks, no problem at all. Nooks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Nooks are fine. Nooks are very
as many Nooks.
Spaces.
Right, so as many Nooks as we like. You're saying no limit on Nooks?
Oh, yeah.
Right, no limit. I mean, how many, put a number on, how many Nooks?
Well, there's a ratio, isn't there? You got to think of it. It's like a civil war. I'd say there's two crannies to every one Nook.
Right.
However, I actually dislike referring to the C word.
Yeah.
If we could just refer to them as the C word.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's. I mean, we, it's an adult radio station. You know, we always tackle the hard issues. Sometimes we will use language that some will find offensive, James. But so I apologise in advance for using the word cranny, but we're going to have to do it because that's what we're talking about. So just bear with us. But I appreciate you taking the time to call. Let's get Balthazar, who's on the other line. Hello, Balthazar.
Hello, John.
Hello, thanks for calling. So,
yeah, that's okay.
Good. Now, you've heard what James has got to say. He's
nonsense.
Doesn't mind Nooks, very anti-crannies. What do you say to that?
Well, I'll give him a history lesson to start off with. The cranny was invented by the ancient Lilliputians, your ancestors, John, who used them as mansions. When Gulliver got there, he took them back and he renamed them Gully Holes after the Battle of Gully Hole Creek and his surname. Crannies have been an institution ever since, and we should keep them even if they aren't relevant to modern times and they cost us money. We don't ditch the royals just because they're windy and expensive, do we?
No. Well, that's a fair point. What do you make of this, though, the thought of turning Nooks into crannies? Or vice versa. If we don't...
It's ridiculous. Are you asking that to me?
I will first, yes.
Okay, well, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean...
No, what, you said... What?
Okay, what?
Mistake. James, let me bring you back in there. Would you have a problem if we took crannies that you don't like and we turned them into Nooks?
It's a form of ethnic cleansing, John.
Right.
It's not on.
Well, what said? Because at the end of it...
So you're saying we should keep crannies, then?
No.
Well, you just said it's ethnic cleansing.
All right, it might be. It's reverse ethnic cleansing. It's exactly what I'm up for.
Right.
Well, I think you want Julia Hartley Brewer's show.
Should we take... Look, if we turn... If crannies can become... Because it doesn't matter which they... You know, both are valid, obviously, but sometimes crannies don't identify as crannies, Nooks don't identify as Nooks. You know, they're transgender. And I wonder if you can... If you change a cranny into a... Is that... it's a very complex issue. It's hard... Go on.
Chefs. Remember those people, Cranny Adams and Cranny Faddock?
Yes.
British institutions. I mean, what, James, are you going to replace them with? Ainsley Harriet's crevice. Don't be absurd.
Nooks and crevices.
This is an attack on British values. Keep the cranny and keep crannying about.
Think about it for a second. I'll stop you there, young man. You never catch Martin Roberts around a house saying, this semi-detached house has got a nice low-surface cranny with two larger crannies on the first floor. How much would it sell at auction? There is no purpose of a cranny. The reality of a cranny is where you lose things. Say goodbye to at least tenors in a lifetime. Say goodbye to your house keys at some point. Screws, nails, gone. Crannies are a graveyard for insects. They are literally dust collectors. They are massive dust collectors. Is that what you want? Is that what you want in your house?
You're confusing a cranny with a fat bin man. Well, look, can we...
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Go on.
Thank
Go
you.
On, John.
No, thank you. I will now.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it now.
Okay.
How big is a cranny? When does a cranny become a hole?
I think they're about 4 by 8 centimetres.
Right.
Maximum.
And over that, then it's not a cranny anymore, it's a hole. So it's a nook and a hole.
Yeah. But what about this? In the 1990s, back before John had changed his name for showbiz and was still Johannes Papadopoulos, Deirdre from Coronation Street, most recently seen in Weatherfield Cemetery, was put in prison.
Yeah.
It was a terrible time for her, and the only thing that got her through it was Murray Mints that Ken Dodd used to smuggle in via the female prison officer's cranny. Now, this guy wants to do away with that, and he would have left Deirdre... with a Murray mintless cranny. And that smells fishy to me.
Well, look, I don't think that...
We know you don't. We've listened to the show. Okay.
What about the diversity issue? Because did you see the Brit Awards last night, Balthazar? Did you see the Brit Awards last night?
No, I didn't. Were diversity performing there?
No, they weren't, no. But what I'm saying is there weren't any crannies that won last night, right? And okay, there's a hashtag, of course, saying Brits, so not cranny. And all that won were people and singers and rappers and stuff. And they, no crannies won. And
the only crannies you saw were dancing on stage in the background behind Katy Perry, and everyone laughed when they fell off the stage. It was a disgrace.
Which, of course, a lot of people, James, you mentioned him, are blaming Martin Roberts for because of the falling house issue.
The cranny prices, yeah, you're right, cranny prices.
So, all right, have you heard about these trials that they're doing in Sweden? This is interesting.
Oh, yeah, the Torsaker witch trials. Is that what you're on about?
Not those ones, no.
Oh, okay.
No. This is where they had a cranny amnesty. And they got people to go around their houses, finding all the nooks and the crannies, and they let them keep the nooks, but everyone had to hand in the crannies. And what they did, they had a vote, and they said, what are we going to do with the crannies? And what people did, like you, James, against crannies, but when it came down to it, people were happy with one big cranny to put all the other crannies in. So they crammed the crannies into the big cranny, essentially, right? And then they sealed it up. So would you be happy, James, is my question, like the people of Sweden, if we had one big cranny and rammed it full of crannies?
Absolutely not.
Right. Why?
No, because then you still have one massive cranny.
Well, what about if we put the crannies in a nook?
Well, I'm not opposed to it, but you've still got one big problem, haven't you?
Yeah.
And inside it, right, you know when you're cleaning something and then you've got to clean within something?
Yeah.
That is a nightmare. And imagine all those pennies, imagine your house keys.
The insects.
Imagine all the stuff you've got to try and find within another cranny.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of just seems like no fun to me. And I think, really, your listeners, both of them, can see through this. It's a total hatchet job.
Who is this chap?
Listen, you're obviously working for Big Plaster. They want good old...
Where is it?
Because there's a European law. It's got protected geographical indication. So you can only make them here, like the same with pork pies or a sense of snobbery, which pervades in the poor. Big Plaster wants to replace crannies with chinks, which can be produced far cheaper abroad. That's what this guy's up to.
All right. Well, look, we're going to have to leave it there because and it's a debate that's set to run in many ways. I mean, you know, it's hard. A lot of people are very pro-nook and anti-cranny. Then you get some people that are anti-nook and pro-cranny. It's a debate that's going to run. James, could you sum it up for me in one word, please?
Crannies.
Thank you.
Claustrophobic.
That's not one word. One word, James. Come on.
I've won by default.
Claustrophobia.
Thank you. Balthazar, one word, please.
Gully hole.
Thank you. Right, what do you think? Do you like nooks but not crannies, or do you like crannies not nooks? Should we keep nooks, get rid of crannies? Should we keep crannies, get rid of nooks? What do you think? A lot of people getting in touch saying that they don't like crannies, but let us know. Do we need crannies? From nooks and crannies in this day and age in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got that artificial grass you get in greengrocers' shop windows and swings. Do we need crannies? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branches.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade contract matte emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Ah, the soothing sounds of the panpipe. Close your eyes and you can almost believe you're being serenaded by villagers in the foothills of Machu Picchu, not hanging on for someone to answer your call. But if you're not a fan of faux Peruvian hold music, you'll be pleased to hear you can now do your tax online instead of waiting around on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
You can change your religion, change your politics, you can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. Tonight at 10, exclusively to History.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Storm Doris continues to cause severe disruption to roads around the country. Because the QE2 bridge is closed, all traffic crossing the river is using the Dartford Tunnel, so delays for that. The M11 is closed northbound around Aitford Bishop Stortford because of an overturned lorry. A lorry fire on Wiltshire's westbound M4 continues to cause delays near Swindon. A lorry's tipped over on the M5 in Gloucestershire, blocking a couple of lanes northbound near Tewkesbury. A fallen tree on the M6 is causing delays around Junction 12 for Gailey. And the Thirlwall Viaduct is closed through Cheshire. I'm Joanna Adams.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway, and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it is. That's why that bit of production just played out. I mean, it'd sound ridiculous if another one went out and it wasn't Talk Radio. But the good news is that it was correct. So we identified the radio station correctly with that production. So that's handy. Right, OK, it's time now for today's showbiz. From a man who works for TalkSport, has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, Rhys is here with us. So good afternoon to you, Rhys. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good,
too bad.
Good
just
to see
over
you.
Brits fever.
Well, that's it's going to be a Brit special, I imagine,
yes.
Is it?
Because
what so much showbiz last night.
Lots of it.
I mean, 100 showbiz. Showbiz, wasn't it?
Turned up to 11. Showbiz times 11.
Yeah.
Did you go?
No. Oh. I mean, they didn't pinch for the old fair to get me on the red carpet, which I thought was a bit,
really?
A bit much. So I sort of watched a bit of it on telly, kind of, with the sound down.
But that's kind of got the sort of Talk Radio correspondent vibe about it.
Yes,
I'm more
definitely.
Than happy
yeah.
with that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You could have come live from there, but just be in the basement like TalkSport do with tennis coverage.
Yeah, what, pretending they're actually there, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do that downstairs. Right, so I'm not sure they're allowed to, but they do. The Brits. It was the Brits last night at the O2 Arena.
It was indeed.
What an event.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Emma Willis hosted with the guy from X Factor. Dermot O'Leary. Oh, yeah, Dermot.
Dermot was there.
Yes, they did it instead of Ant and Dec. I'm not quite sure why, but they definitely did it. But there was...
Were they dressed as Ant and Dec?
That would have been funnier.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them would have had to wear a prosthetic sort of forehead to be the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
Emma Willis would have suited that.
Yes.
A prosthetic forehead.
Maybe next year.
Yes.
So Emma, yeah, all right. Emma Willis is what is she from? I can't remember. What's Emma? What's her name?
Big Brother. She does.
Does she?
And she's on Heart FM on the weekends with Stephen Mulhern.
There we go.
Budget Davina, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly what it is.
So, what was their before we move on to the act? What were their hosting skills like? Was it good? Were they witty, funny?
I've given them a solid meh out of 10.
Okay. But Dermot's usually good value, is he?
He is. Yeah. He tries. I'll give him that. He gives it socks, but yeah. It's still very your Saturday night starts here. Why have you turned over? Please come back.
I got you. Yeah. All right. So they were leading us in to the Brits. Once we were inside, what spectacle awaited?
Lots of stuff happened and awards were given out.
Right.
Some of the stuff that happened. When Little Mix won the Best Single Award, they took so long to find the podium, their music played twice.
Right. Was it their song playing?
It was their song playing.
That may have been deliberate because, of course, they get paid.
That's a genius idea.
Per minute of that song playing. So they doubled their money just by winning an award.
That's a decent check.
The cynic amongst me would say that was deliberate.
They were drunk, apparently.
Really? Apparently. A drunk Little Mix. Yeah. I used to steal them from Woolworths when I was a kid.
Yes, yes. I cannot possibly comment.
No. Did the Little Mix... Now, they were the... I'm right, I think. Out of all the bands that were nominated in that category, so was it the 1975 Bastille?
Yeah. Yep.
Little Mix won Best Single.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my ex, which is obviously a love ballad of some description.
Yeah. But I looked this up to see, and whereby all the other nominees in the category, the song was written by someone in the band, but the instruments were played by people in the band and sung by someone in the band. The Little Mix song had none of the instruments played by any of the band, and the song was written by 17 different people, none of whom were Little Mix.
17 people.
Yeah. Wrote Shout Out to My Ex, I think.
That's having heard the song, that perplexes me even more.
Yeah.
17 people came up with that.
How do 17 people write a
song? I don't
know,
but that was what was credited.
Freddie Mercury wrote Bohemian Rhapsody on his own.
Yeah. Like, well, but that one Best Single.
It is a good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shout out to my ex.
Go on, sing it.
You were really quite the best. When we're up and when you never leave me down. Shout out to my ex. Hey! I don't know that well.
When you're shouting out your ex... Is that your mum?
No, it's not. That'd be
shout
out to my mum.
You're still together,
aren't
you?
No, because we're not together, never have been.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Cornelius' mum taught him how to kiss at a bar.
Cornelius was a showbiz exclusive.
Cornelius was going on a Tinder date, his first Tinder date. This is like about 18 months ago.
Okay.
And his mum walked him to the bus stop, but he admitted on the way to the bus stop that he didn't know how to kiss.
So his
mum, at the bus stop, in front of people, taught him how to French kiss.
Why would my mum walk me to the bus stop?
Right? And so he didn't even go on the date, and they're still together. It's weird. Anyway... So, a Little Mix won a thing.
A Little Mix won a thing, and it took ages to go and pick up said thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, it just might take 17 people to teach them how to walk to a big podium.
Yeah.
Although, to give them credit, it's not like there was massive spotlights and people, you know, stairs and stuff, pointing them in the right direction.
And people just urging them on and showing them where to go. Yeah, it's not like there was any of that, wasn't
it? No, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
So, apart from Little Mix, was there any more... spectacle.
Katy Perry performed, and she had dancers all dressed up as various different buildings, as well as skeletons of Theresa May, not actual skeletons of Theresa May.
That would be excellent.
That would be going the full whack. But one,
wow! Imagine that.
One of them fell off stage onto a spectator while this dancer was dressed as the White House, and it bottled one right off the stage onto someone watching.
Wow.
I mean, tragic. Like, I mean, as far as I know, everyone's okay, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, last year, because Madonna fell down the stairs, didn't she? When
2 years ago, that was.
2 years ago, was it really? When some of the skin under her arm got caught in a dancer. And tugged her backwards off the stage. So now it's a house falling off the stage. I see a lot of people today were tweeting about falling house prices and Brexit and stuff.
I think it was done on purpose.
Do you?
I am a cynic, I think.
Does the cynic in you say that?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, Katy Perry did the Super Bowl, and there was the shark on the left, which wasn't as good as dancing as the rest of the backup dancers.
She had sharks on the stage?
Yeah, not real sharks. A man dressed up as a woman, dressed up as a shark, and it became a big viral hit, hashtag left shark. I don't think that was on purpose, but then I think this one, because at the time, like, Katy Perry started tweeting about it almost instantly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think they've gone, and you know, everyone's going, it's the new left shark. It's the manufactured left shark that they all wanted. You're all falling for it. Line hook and sinker.
Careful how you say that. But imagine the meeting backstage when somebody went, you've got to fall off the, you're the one falling off the stage. You've got to go off the stage. Get off the stage. I don't want it. It's going to really hurt. You're the one.
take this for the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think it's done on purpose.
She could have got, she would have got better headlines, mm-hmm. though, if that's what it's all about, had she genuinely got the skeleton of Theresa May.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Maybe just ripped the bones, the skeletal form out of our Prime Minister, and maybe tied some twine to it mm-hmm. and made it jiggle and dance. No, all right, no, you're right, you're Cunliffe, you're absolutely right. It's bad taste, actually,
yeah,
because Theresa May,
is,
Theresa May, you know, you didn't want to rip out the skeleton of the Prime Minister while she's still alive. So maybe the bones of Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
So you take, you dig up Margaret.
Easier to access, definitely.
Yeah. Dig up Thatcher's remains, mm-hmm. and Katy Perry could have tied twine to them, mm-hmm. And jiggled and danced and made that. That would have been a spectacle.
That would have got on a front page. Yeah. That would have. That would have definitely been worth watching.
Yeah.
Hashtag, what would that be hashtag? That's not hashtag left shot.
Hashtag right wing.
Hashtag.
Anyway, stay there, Reese, because I know there's more.
There's some.
We've got some Brit, haven't we?
We have, yeah. A little bit of Brit left.
So we'll talk a load of Brit next with Reese, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's showbiz on Talk Radio on a Thursday. Also in the next half an hour, a game of Paul Rossmaster, but it's 3:30 now and Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
A woman has died in Wolverhampton city centre after being hit by debris caused by Storm Doris. It's causing havoc across parts of the UK with a top wind speed of 94 miles an hour recorded in North Wales. Alex Ross is the chief reporter at West Midlands newspaper The Express and Star.
It's not just the city centres which have been forced to close, but Dudley Zoo, which is one of our main attractions here, that has also had to close because of high winds. We've also had trees come down on the M6, which has caused traffic problems in Staffordshire, and there's also been flooding on the M5 at Albury.
A judge has described a man who murdered his fiancée as a real danger to women. 56-year-old Ian Stewart's been jailed for at least 34 years. He drugged his partner, the children's author Helen Bailey, before killing her and trying to hide her body under their home in Hertfordshire. Net migration to the UK has fallen to its lowest level in more than 2 years. The difference between the number arriving and leaving the country was estimated to be 273,000 in the year to the end of September. Public health officials don't intend to update guidance after new research suggested we should be eating 10 portions of fruit and veg a day. Experts say the current recommendation of half that is the foundation of a balanced diet. And James Bond star Naomi Harris says there's a very good chance Daniel Craig will return as 007. She's been speaking after getting her OBE from the Queen at Buckingham Palace. The weather, strong winds easing tonight. Scattered showers will affect western areas, falling as sleet and snow over hill. Feeling cooler with the temperature getting down to freezing in parts of Scotland. More settled tomorrow with some good sunny spells, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. Do you need to do your siren so we know?
I could do it.
What will happen? Let me explain. What happened earlier was, in previous days, we've been trying to come up with a sign-off for Victoria for the news, because Ben Fletcher, for his pre-recorded sport, has That's the Sport, powered by Talk Sport.
Yeah, he does.
It's just meaningless, but at least we know when he's finished, whereas sometimes Victoria is reading the news and I drift off.
Thanks, John.
I'll just be honest. And I don't know when it's finished, but earlier we heard about a new alarm system that to alert children to house fires.
Yes, that's right.
Which is far more effective than the current one. So we've adapted it to alert me, specifically, to when the news is finished, because when I hear the alarm, I'll wake up. So let's do a drill. Let's do an end of news drill.
Okay, hang on. So feeling cooler with the temperature getting down to freezing tonight.
This is the end of the news. This is the end of the news.
It also makes me think you're reversing.
Maybe I am, to get away from you.
Okay. In the next bit, we will have a game of Paul Rossmaster. It's nobody's favourite quiz on the radio, whereby knowledge is tested as to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. But before that, we have to continue with showbiz with Reese, which we'll be back with after this message.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
We'll be covering all of the day's big news stories. We'll be joined in the studio by Russell Quirk for the Trending Review. Author Tim Murphy will be here talking about his new book, Christadora. And Mike Shepherd, the top and hilarious comedian, will be joining me and Victoria Bourne for our regular Thursday show, Back in Time.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio, of course. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock, but now we are still talking showbiz with Rhys. Brit Special, of course, the Brit Awards last night were at the O2 London Arena. We have, we've already talked about the house that fell off the stage. We have talked about the bones of the late Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher that had been dug up and were forced to dance by Katy Perry attaching twine to her own limbs and then the twine to the other bits of dead Thatcher and just making them jiggle and wriggle about for spectacle and entertainment. Just to get a hashtag going, really. It's the modern way, isn't it, all that?
It seemed a bit far for just a hashtag, but it might sell a few records, maybe.
I suppose that's fair enough then, isn't it?
So, or MP3s, whatever the kids call them.
I don't know.
I watched the Brits last night, and I must admit, looking down the list, it's like, who? Who are these people?
Well, you see, it's because we're not in touch, Rhys.
No, we're not. We're certainly not.
With the zeitgeisty... I got confused between Stormzy and Storm Doris, to be honest.
Yes.
So that's my level of understanding.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But what? So okay. So what else happened? Well, I mean, we've talked about Little Mix as well. They couldn't find their way to the stage.
No, they could not.
So what else is happening in the?
Chris Martin attempted a stage dive in the middle of his George Michael tribute.
Oh yeah.
But the British school kids who he dived onto were so busy taking selfies that they didn't catch him. It just kind of.
I sort of like that. That may be what they said afterwards. Maybe it's just deliberate. Maybe they just thought, "Oh God, it's Chris Martin." Bang!
Hashtag stage flop.
Yeah.
Was that definitely during George Michael's bit? Because he's also sang with Coldplay as well. Because that seems quite inappropriate in the middle of a tribute, just to do a stage dive.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because I think what they've done, they built a little model, Snappy Snaps. And I think he was just jumping into it, like when George did it with the
Lando. No, they couldn't. They were taking snaps at the time, weren't they? That's why they didn't catch it. So he was crashing into
the snappy snaps. Yeah,
it's a good job we can read between the lines.
Yeah, it makes sense now, doesn't it? Yeah,
it certainly does.
Yeah, was his tribute to George Michael fair trade? I mean, I'd like to think that it was. All of Coldplay, his performances are fair trade, of course. All of their lyrics are fair trade.
Yes, they are.
They are actually. You've got to admire. I mean, we do mock Coldplay. We do. And Chris Martin, but you've got to remember that at the end of the day, all of Coldplay's songs are grown on song farms in South America, and all of the songs are sustainable. So as soon as Chris Martin uses one word, a new one is grown in its place.
Definitely.
So he's not just using, and the farmers he gets the words and the lyrics from, the lyric farmers, are paid accordingly. And I think that we should be proud of Coldplay for doing that. I think that's
it. It was a vegan stage dive as well, apparently.
Mm.
So, yes, suitable
I'd
for everyone.
I'd heard that, which is great news. I mean, well done him.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So he did that, yes?
He did that. Bruno Mars, he did a song that nobody was expecting. I believe we've got some audio of it.
That's what I like.
Yeah,
is that his song, is it?
New song.
Yeah. Have you got a clip of it?
We've got a clip of it, yeah.
Bruno Mars, That's What I Like.
And onion sandwiches, a Derby China wear, fiddles and jigs, boogie me dog, me auntie by having a swear, taking me dad for a pint or two on a Sunday morning stroll, licorice pipes and baggy suits, Glen Hoddle scoring a goal, catching a pint, riding me bike, old wooden wheels and a bowl of bills. Now, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Oh, I love Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well done. Bruno Mars, he just keeps surprising you, doesn't he?
Yeah,
well,
I never knew he was such a fan of Glenn Hoddle.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely great. Sort of, he's changing his sound.
Yeah, he does. Like, really different from Uptown Funk.
Yeah, really different. Yeah.
Really current.
Yeah, again.
Really current and up to date, I thought.
Really good.
Very 2017.
Well done, Bruno Mars. What a great Brits performance that was, yeah.
Yep, certainly.
What else happened?
Bastille had to get the tube because of an accident by the Blackwall Tunnel.
Yep.
In the most British of things to happen. Yeah. And Dan Bastille.
Yep.
It's apparently Dan Smith from Bastille, but I call him Dan Bastille.
And rightly so.
He made an Alan Partridge joke to Katy Perry, and surprise, surprise, she didn't get it.
Right.
She just gave him a blank look.
Is this because she was too busy tying string onto the bones of Margaret Thatcher?
This was afterwards, so I think she was detaching the dead former Prime Minister from her limbs.
I see, right. So, this because, of course, he's called Dan, so he's probably doing the Dan.
Yes.
Dan.
Dan, yes.
Dan. Dan thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Katy Perry didn't get it.
No. No.
Dan. All right, so, good, Bastille, Dancing Perry. Where next? What else happened?
Brooklyn Beckham was there, supposedly to pick up the I've Got a Famous Dad, Please Let Me In award.
Good.
He wore a big dot cotton coat over his broken arm. Apparently he broke it while snowboarding. I'm still not sure why he was there. 14-year-old Brooklyn Beckham or whatever.
Oh, didn't he have a song out?
Has he got a song?
No, that was the young one.
Was that the other
Beckham? I think that was Cruz Beckham, just before Christmas. God, yeah, for a charity single.
Right.
Beckhams are there, man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of
them. That's four, I believe.
Four?
How?
Oh, yeah. He had a kid and named it his squad number in a non...
Harper 7.
That was it, yes.
What? I mean, when you say he broke his arm...
Uh-huh. About, he was snowboarding.
I didn't know about this. All right. Okay, so and what?
That's news, is what that is.
I thought it was. It's showbiz news.
That is showbiz
news.
His big dot cotton coat was the headline, but yeah, that is showbiz.
Why was he wearing a big dot cotton coat?
To hide his broken arm, because apparently, you know, in showbiz, you can't be seen to be a human being. You have to be some sort of walking perfect cyborg. So to get into the event, he had to hide the fact that he indeed had a bone in his arm that was slightly fractured.
The irony of that, yet, it's all right for Katy Perry to attach herself to the bones of Margaret Thatcher and force them to dance in a lurid, animated spectacle.
So what was Doc Cotton wearing then?
A Brooklyn Beckham...
kit.
Brooklyn Beckham squad kit the team that
and she's just turned 90, so that's great that she can still do that. That's good showbiz news. Thank you, Reese.
No worries.
A Brit special there from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Coming up this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. What's your knowledge of him like? Have it tested next. As we do play this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It's 20 to 4. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home, picked up a couple of their finest steaks, a sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan frying. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, alright, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design, now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in Nottingham is experiencing severe southbound delays with three of the four lanes closed between junctions 26 and 25 because of problems with the overhead gantry signs. The Thalwell Viaduct in Cheshire, which carries the M6, remains closed both ways. That's causing severe delays. Fallen trees a little further down the northbound M6 are causing queues between 12 for Gailey and 13 for Stafford South. And Overton Lorry on Gloucestershire's M5 causing northbound delays around 9 at Tewkesbury. A lorry fire on the M4 in Wiltshire continues to cause queues around junction 16 for Swindon, and the M11 in Essex is still closed at junction 8. I'm Drina Adams.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway, and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is 4:15 and you are listening to Talk Radio. And I don't know whether you know about the news. Have you seen any of the news today?
Oh, I just can't get my head
around. I haven't got
to
that bit yet. Have you seen any of the news today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, loads.
Right, yeah. How much?
10.
Yeah, good. Well, it's complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, Cornelius. Many people can't. But we are here to help, because what we do is we take the news and we run it through the filter marked short form Oriental verse. It helps one understand the news. Five syllables simplifies it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
First ever lady made chief of Met Police and has funny name.
Yeah, there was no music on that one.
Yeah, it's an accident, wasn't it? Should we move on?
Do you want a technical error, was that? Because normally what happens...
What I did is I renamed the wrong audio file in the work folder in Burley.
Yeah, okay.
And then dragged it into the folder. And it's fine. Should we listen to it again?
Yep.
First ever lady made chief of Met Police and has funny name. Her name's Cressida Dick.
I know. It's time for this, you idiot. It's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Cornelius is such a Cressida. It's Paul Rossmaster, radio's least listened to quiz, where radio people are tested both for their patience and their knowledge of full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. They are all trying to score some points, which will get them to the top of the leaderboard, along with everybody else who's ever played. On the phone today, from Virgin Radio's Total Access show, is Elliot Holman. Hello, Elliot.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Elliot.
I've never heard that before.
No. Nope. Good to talk to you, Elliot. How are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
Well, thanks to our friend Doris, who's currently blowing a gale, I'm on a train which is not moving anywhere. But that's probably great for the quality of this phone call. So if we can not move...
That would be good. Right. Doris has done us a favour, because if you were moving on a train, this would go badly wrong, as we know. So
yeah.
This is good. Where are you off to, Elliot?
I'm off back up north to Manchester.
Good. And how long have you been delayed for now?
We've been trying to get back from the Brits for about 5 hours now.
Were you at the Brits, Elliot?
I was, yes.
Okay, just a minute. Just hold the line a minute. Cass?
What?
Cass.
Right.
What?
Elliot Holman.
Yeah.
Right, does just one show a week on Virgin. Total access. Right. And it appears he's got access to the Brits. I worked my guts out here. Right, and all I got was an invite to the Fish Finger Sandwich Awards, which I didn't even go to.
That's because nobody knows who you are.
Okay, fine. All right, Elliot, so what's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
I think I could be the first person to never make the leaderboard.
You're looking for some points, all right? So that's all you got to do. So you basically, it's A, B and C answers, all right? It's multiple choice. You get three questions, and... Just play as well as you can, Elliot. So that's my advice to you. Here we go with question number one in this week's edition of Paul Ross Masters. New movie film release news now, Elliot. A new movie release film that's now is the new movie film release psychological thriller A Cure for Paul Ross. It tells the story of a Wall Street stockbroker and talk radio full set breakfast presenter who travels to a remote location, an idyllic but mysterious notorious dogging site on a roundabout in the Maidenhead area, to find his boss. What he uncovers there is a sinister web of intrigue, conspiracy and low quality guests that have been booked for him by his production team, one of whom has now left, so it sounds better. Soon, Paul Ross's sanity is tested, as he cannot understand why he ever agreed to host the breakfast show at a fraction of the fee Edith Bowman gets on Virgin for just playing music. But A Cure for Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based psychological thriller that there is. Name the other one. Is it A, Donnie Darkay? Despite being married to Tess Daly, Radio X presenter Vernon Kay sends sexy text messages to a giant rabbit. Is it B, Hawksby and Jacob's Ladder? A Vietnam vet suffers horrific flashbacks to the afternoon show on TalkSport? Or is it C, Rear Window? Paul Gambaccini... I'm going to leave that one there.
I've actually seen this film, and yep. I know it's A.
Donnie Darkay, Vernon Kay?
Yep.
Is the right answer. Very good. Okay, question number two. It's a history question, history news. And it was on this day in 1954 that the first injections of a new vaccine for the infectious disease polio were administered. Polio is a terrible affliction, which means that sufferers get no calls or listener interaction with their breakfast programme. The condition, which is contracted when one comes into contact with presenters of the 1995 Sky One quiz show Jeopardy, such as Paul Ross, leaves victims with muscle weakness, fever, and a dusting of the legal high drug meow meow on an English teacher's cheek. But polio aside, what other radio-based historical events happened on this day in history? Was it A, remember the Alamoyles? A pivotal event in the Texas Revolution. Thousands of used-to-be-fat radio presenters attacked a fort in Texas. Was it B, Adolf Hitler obtained German citizenship on this day by naturalisation, and he got that by presenting mid-mornings on a well-known speech station under the name Julian Nazi Führer? Or was it C, the Night of the Long Knives? BBC Radio 2 overnight presenter Janice Long is stabbed by the murderous dictator, Julia Hartley Führer. Which of those do you think it was?
It's a tough one, but after thinking about it, I'm going to go C.
You go C. Night of the Janice Long Knives is the right answer, Elliot. Very good.
Get in.
Question number three. Final question now. All to play for. It's a music question. Hi, Louis. Louis. Have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Jackie Wilson Said by Dex's Midnight Runners stars, Dex's Midnight Runners. Here's your unrelated question. And you should know this, because you were there. Last night at the Brit Awards, NASA announced the discovery of seven radio presenter-like planets. The space bodies, based on broadcasters past and present, included a giant ball of toxic gas that closely emulates Julia Hartley Brewer's show, the ring-shrouded world of Nick Grimshaw's Uranus, and a new planet called Savile TOTP 1970, which is now a dead planet with an awful atmosphere around it. Here is your question. Name five famous spaces. Five famous spaces.
Empty.
Good.
Large.
Nice.
Echoey.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rectangular.
Rectangular.
Parking.
Yes. Parking, good, yeah.
How many more do I need?
I'm going to have to put a timer on you. You're going to put a timer on it comes. Two.
One.
Well, you're out of time. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. No, the question was name five famous spaces. Bar on a computer.
Outer would have been good, I guess.
KP Outer Spaces. The pickled onion flavour early 1980s corn puff snack. They were the precursor to Space Raiders. The car, the Renault... the actor Kevin... See... and a safe one for a snowflake was what I had written on the card. Well, you did all right, but let's go. We've got to get your score. We're going to get your score now, Elliot. We've got to fire up the system to work out your score. It's a very slow system. It's a dial-up system, but hang on the line and we'll get it sorted out for you as we go along. Here we go, then. Just booting it up now. Yeah, we're nearly in. And we're in. Okay, so we're just going to put your details into the system, Elliot, and then work out your score on today's edition.
Have to write it in today.
Oh, your laptop stopped working, didn't it?
Yes, the new scanning
one. Okay, write the details into the system. Yeah.
Sorry, Elliot, how do you spell Elliot? Is it with one L or two T's?
Two L's, one T. Can't take the suspense.
I know. Oh, it's very slow. Just...
Okay, I'll just print it.
Okay, here it comes. Just printing it off now. Just printing it off despite it being handwritten. For some reason. It's quite a slow printer there, Elliot, but bear with us. Here it comes. Here we go. Just printing off now. Elliot there on a train. Oh, we're in. Right, we've got the print. There we go. We've got the score. Right, Elliot, you're looking for some points. Elliot Holman from the Virgin Radio Total Access show, 7 p.m. One show a week. Still got to go to the Brits. I do all this. Nothing. What did he score? Cornelius, you're looking for some points. If you get some points, you'll get him to the top
Holman
of the leaderboard with
has
everyone else.
Scored
yes.
Some
he's
points.
He's got some points. He's got some points.
Yeah.
Come on, Elliot. Well done, Elliot. Well done, mate. Well done. Back to
it's the
hangover.
Moment of my life.
Yeah, I know. Elliot Holman there on a train. He's got some points. Sam Delaney's with us now. Good afternoon, Sam Delaney.
Hi, off air. I nearly beat your, what do you call it, your monkey boy over here.
The Cornelius.
Yeah, but like monkey boy. Call him what you will.
Yes.
I wouldn't dream of doing something like that unless I felt like I had your blessing
you
to beat him.
Very much have my blessing to punch him as hard as you like.
Good, okay. Well, that's clear then. I will be doing that once I've completed.
Do you want to mention the fact I just had to walk over to lift your mic up and you flinched?
Right, I am really going to beat you. Now it's not... But first I was thinking, I might just give him a playful punch. Now I might hurt you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's coming up. Yeah. I'll be hurting Cornelius, John Holmes's butler, during the news with Victoria Bourne. And then after I've finished all of that, I'll be speaking first of all about whether you eat vegetables 10 times a day. I don't do anything 10 times a day. Last time I did anything, the same thing... 10 times in one day, I was probably about 14, 15.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was there with you.
And,
oddly, with a marrow. So.
Yeah. So there is some crossover there.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really weird one. There's been a multi-million pound cannabis raid in a nuclear bunker here in the UK, which is a tremendously exciting story, obviously. But obviously, I'll be using that as a peg to wonder whether or not it might just be time to legalise cannabis. Because though cannabis is a terrible drug that you shouldn't take, because it will ruin your life and make you lethargic and bored. At the same time, people are taking it, so it might as well get legalised, so they don't have to keep running around doing multi-million pound drug raids on nuclear bunkers.
Yeah. Where was the nuclear bunker?
Can't remember.
Okay, quite good. So that's someone who just bought a disused one and just set up a cannabis.
Yeah, farm. I mean, you've got to admire
that's entrepreneurial skill.
Absolutely. It's exactly the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that will get us through Brexit.
Exactly right.
And the last thing is the destruction of the high street. High street shops are closing down non-stop. The whole country is basically just bookies and food banks now, which is a shame because I used to like going up Our Price and WH Smith when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now you can't do that. It's because of business rates and online shopping. We're going to talking to Kate Harcastle about whether or not it might be possible to save it. I hope so, because I used to love hanging out there.
Back to your 14-year-old self again.
Yeah, exactly. When I managed to get myself out of the house, which was rare.
Yeah. Good. Sam Delaney with you. Drive from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow for Friday. For Friday. 1 to 4, Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.